It's exactly, what time is it right now? It's exactly 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. I mean, this is something that I always wanted to talk about. It's something that I always wanted to talk about, so sorry for that. But I just didn't know how, you know? And, But I don't blame, though. I don't blame these people, though, you know? And right now, I'm very careful, you know, to who I talk about, to who I talk to about certain things. But I don't blame them, though. It's a type of system that we grew up in. So, like, a lot of people are still not, you know, like, open enough to, like, really realize, you know, what's really going on. You know, they are still drinking the coffee. I mean, we've been drinking the coffee for so long, you know, and, I was having a conversation, about it, like, with a friend, and, what you woman who went. So I was talking to him, and it's a way, I think we're just talking about, you know, like our education system. We're talking about how graduates are like really, really suffering the consequences of, you know, like having to, you know, like put their whole, attention and everything else and leave everything and put everything aside to, you know, like fully focus on their books just for them to come back home and stay home and suffer for 5 years. I've got friends that I know that have been home for 5 years right now and just decided, like, I even have a friend, you know, like, shout out to Tangi. And if you are in Windhoek, my dear, she even recently just opened her, Heka restaurant. I'm really, really proud of her because she graduated, what year was that? But all I know is that it had been 5 years, you know? 5 years of her hustling and not getting the job that she studied for. So I was talking to this other Kalaito one day. Because now his thing is always people are just suffering because of things that they did in their lives. I'm like, I'm not where I want to be right now. You know, the reason I am where I am right now is because of things that I did in the, what did I do in the, I did nothing. What did I do in the past that you feel like is the reason I'm suffering right now? Because that's his thing. He looks at people and be like, yeah, well, now you are suffering because you used to be a drunkard back in the days. Because I'm like, I don't think that have got anything to do with, graduates not having jobs. It literally have got nothing to do with that. Ngeko kwane handinu in my pastor enda ndire shandi koskora ndima no mambo kanje okunwa kwanje okuna mochemo kukara ngeronda moniironga mbindironge. Eh? No, the reason why I'm like, hello man, can you just, you know, like open your eyes widely? Like, what are you talking about? And it's just the way he was judging people and not really looking at, and I'm trying to make him understand, kucha, right now we are trying to look at the main causes. You know, we're trying to dig for the roots and really find reasons as to why certain things are happening. Not that I'm going to judge people are suffering because of things that they did in the past. You feel like everyone that does not have a job that graduated and been 6-7 years right now, they didn't get jobs because of things that they, yeah, if I was a bully in school, you are telling me right now I'm suffering because I used to be a bully in school. What does that have to do with the job that I studied for? I mean, we're talking about employment. Eh? Can we just get that? Eh? And face some other nonsense later on. I mean, yeah, man, that's what we're going to talk about. That's why right now I'm so picky to who I talk to about certain things, you know? And sometimes you can just, I'm like, that's how you think. Eh? So that's how you reason. Eh? You are the one, you are the very same person that goes around judging people because of the situations that they are in and stuff like that, because you feel like they are suffering or they are only going through those things because of things that they did in the past. It have got nothing. Ongwe nguya wadhanu kwa matungo, eh? Nenga nuaskora na yondepa ifo, oha, ohara ndihana ndumwa kao ndotorombira anhu kuti ya it's just because hello man, you know. So I'm just like nah, I get it. I couldn't even go further with it because it was getting heated and I'm trying to just I'm like I understand and popi not me kenama yuruna tango man. So yeah man, that's what we are going to talk about tonight. We are going to focus on the consequences the graduates face, you know, after graduation. You know, we're going to look at all that because I literally honestly just want to have a conversation with you guys. We're trying to find the answers as to what we should then do, you know, because I mean, imagine 16 years of going to school just to come, like that whole time we fully focus. We don't get, we've got so many talents, right? We've got so many, like our capabilities, you know, are countless, but then the system that we're in is a system where we have to fully focus on your books for 16 full years, eh? Just to come back and sit home with no skills, no nothing, you know, but we've got countless talents, so many things that we are capable of doing, but then we really don't get a chance to indulge in those things because, I mean, now time, right now, it's time for books, eh? In the Koskora, then hewa here Koskora evura disha don't know you spending money, you doing all of that just to come back home and suffer. Just to come back home after graduation, ukanongemokabetting, abaifong when we are Toronto Fokwa, you know, and that's where the pride also comes in, kuja man, no degree hanje man, I'm a whole degree han, and I'm here now, ongai, ndizare kuno nawaya kwetomi nambo, like, I'm working as a nanny right now. You know, just to think about it right now, there are like, a lot of young people, a lot of graduates that are like really, really going through it because it just doesn't make sense. So right now, I just want to have a conversation with you guys as to what should we really do? I know which one is really okay for us to do. What must we face? Must we leave school alone and focus on some other things? Must we multitask? Must we have our books and then some other things on the sides as well? What exactly must we do, you know? Because now, right now, as soon as we graduate and all of that, the only advice that people can give us is that you must start a business, my dear. You must not suffer at home. Like, just start a business. Just do something. Tamekeko kangeshefako. You're telling us we must start ungeshefa number, but you're the very same people. Eh? When we start now trying to do what we can, for instance, if I like sell food and stuff, eh? Poka imakanje mwa poru restaurant ajana mono hamu piti pika muka lia ikulia eni nenga muka lande KFC then we, but you are the very same people that are really like still just going on about let's just start your business my dear. Tameke iko ngeje, anongeje vahi randanjo no. Nenge uze daro paife waka startup capital akanje ndekamona ena ndokoka 3k hono and then andira ndupa leza onumba anditameko kaima kanje, you know. Just for me to be seated there the whole day and you guys are not even, like, what must we do? And also as much as we're always being told, you know, like, start your business and whatnot, but what type of business do we really, because I don't think we really, know how to study the market. You know, there was a time somewhere, somehow, there in Windhoek, you know, where, people are being told, you know, like, start your business and whatnot. Marakesho kumo, otawa daringi ko mabeila kwa angola. Keshegumo mabeira mu e order do mabeira kwangu ramo venduka mono alikiri kinai. I'm like paiva keshegumo shahuka kwa mabeira eh ano ochongane. Are we really, do we really know how to study the market to be like, okay, right now ne that I say in Ongwe Diva I must look at the basic needs, you know, because I was also talking to this other guy the other day and I'm like, you know, we're literally having a conversation about it. And I was like, this is my opinion, you know, what I think about Shebeens and bars and whatnot. My chat is, I don't think Shebeens or bars really make like enough money like that. If you like really want profit, you know, if you want like Ru Guap to be like, okay, I just want to save up so I go buy, you know, like my house, or there's a property that I want to invest in. A shebeen is not the way to go. I think a shebeen, you can have it, you know, and have it, but the profit that you make is just, you know, like help yourself out here and there. And I was like, but I don't think you can really go wrong with food. You get what I'm saying? Because, I mean, now, ohoineko metro kotoka randa omarovu ohe, it's either hohine toka teka no hauto, no hauto hengwe mwene, nenge pamo ounangu horefaheke kuta. Obviously, at the very end of the day, the fact remains that you have to pay transport. You get what I'm saying? So, movensa, mononge hamuzi ingapi ne, oho spending, like, I really don't get it, you know? I think, you know, like, if you've got a shebeen or you wanna open that, it's just for, you know, so like your everyday, hey, you can never go bro, you know. Kunesiku ino chikwataka, ihovuro kukwata kuvu pohime husikunde tokara kuna, ochimaruwa choku hako chipangeroka, you get what I'm saying? You know, but I was like, with restaurants and whatnot, I think you can really go wrong with that. So I feel like we are also failing as much as that's a choice that a lot of, that's a choice. Oh, damn. Connection in progress. What's going on now? Oh my gosh. Yeah, pai fanonda shurira peni onge nekwa andipo pichika no chiri manda shuriro chimashicha kumoma mbepo ichwe nokuri. What I was saying is I really don't think we know how to study the market, because as much as we're being told pai fatumurongo kuchami brusa katuni ronga otakwanja, we are suffering. The only advice that a lot of people have right now, start a business. And I'm like, ongeshefo tuwa kuhita mega chiri ashiko ongeshefo ano atura ndako orano, you know, because I think the one thing that we really forget to also tell people besides start your business ne, is let's also start advising black people, you know, like to start also supporting local, because we're being told start your business, but who is going to support us at the very end of the day? Undata meko ka Oka restaurant daganja kikulianga po kashara ko number, you get what I'm saying? Manatango hamu piti pige, amuga liako shop right to lunch when, And you're the very same people, when we are saying we are suffering, we don't know what to do anymore, you know? You're the very same people that tell us that, nah, just start your business, my dear. I'm like, heaven, nah. Who is going to support? I know, yeah, you people. And it's something that I don't get. You know, I had guests the other Sunday, and we spoke about a lot of things. And my penny shout out, it's the way she was going on about like, give us the solutions. We are tired of quotes and motivational speeches. We are so, like, tell us, what must we do? Apart from, that's what the question is. Who will be my, because, I mean, a lot of people are on about, let's start businesses, but we are also forgetting to start talking to people that, apart from now telling these graduates to, you know, like start businesses and whatnot, they must rather indulge in those things. Who are the people that are going to support these people at the very end of the day? Who are those people? You know, and I was giving an example of, you know, like, I think we are also failing to really understand, or we're not being taught, you know, like enough on how to study the market. Yeah, there was a time I was giving an example. I don't know now if I'm repeating myself. Shashi or Sushinandi, it was closed. I don't know where I ended, and I don't know the parts that you guys had and the ones that you didn't hear. But I was giving an example. Now, there was a time there in Windhoek, there. Hey, no, I'm on the land food topper. You know, I ordered, I'm like, I prefer to kalanda kuli. Eshe keke sheumwe, Ota odaringeke bila kwa Angola. Kesi umota odaringeke bila likutu kwa Angola. Like, I think we are really failing, and the people that are being copycats towards this, kuchava kutota odaringoma bila, let me also do my thing. You know, it's not because they want to be copycats. I think it's also just them really not knowing how to study the market. You know, to really look at this window kakucha. You know, anolela ne, eh? What can I do? You know, when it comes to, I mean, window, For instance, odine nando mohavanamu. Look at the basic needs. Like, study kucha mohavanamu. What is that one thing that I can start and I can't go wrong with it? Shajonge shifaka ichufuri ya horike. Iho daringa nenge ukara ndebeira roye kwangora ni maru injinji. Uike ukare toposinga ke status akuchaye ngotora ndithu utopa ongadi nongadi. Kaichufuri ya horike. Ebeiro honinginga ne urande ndichaye the very end of the day kuto heipwe pongo uvense mosto vensamo so you order again, ha? That's like literally the reason why you start that, huh? My thimbuli mwende te mwafange no mpamwe hamchiningiru ufuri ya no kuchashamika kucha ouno kangeshefa konumba. Iho landitha nenge uye pono idea kucha. This is something that I wanna do. I wanna start doing something like this so that at the very end of the day, you sell. You are selling. It's not for fun. And one thing I've picked up is that you cannot really go wrong with food. And that's a conversation I was having with a guy the other day with a friend where I was like, Eshe Bin, you know, kama nwanga kwa hiko manjato kwa kuingenga ngahi and they itofuro kwa kukiri wa kufunde itokara itofuro kuifara kwa chipangero. But if it's like really, really you wanting to invest in something big, in a property and something, I feel like you need to go deeper. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's really, I think we really need to start understanding and studying the market. O handi moni ke nando kongwe diva huyum. Muna robo chopi samea, openo memea mwe. O hapa, hapa penu u laiti mgui, u menu mgui ya haura ndito matamane inyanga, those ones and apples and those ones, mponwi hahika ena dora ke umbo. You know? But behind them, ha, openo memea mwe haara ndifi kutume. You know? Ngaitu, yako tu soto kwanja, mwe kono minjino ne? Openo makwanjo kakwata miti, man. I don't think we really, nobody really gets paid like that to save a whole $500 and be like, oh, 500,000, you know, on that rutan ndihe ko Mr. Price are here, so I go look for my tops and stuff like that. We don't do that no more. Why? Is it because we don't want to, there is no money. But if I foro kukuthajiro katu clipa kanje, katu 100 kanje, ndandi mo matara mwim. And kaungamu topa anje, kaungamu skate anje, like for some, you know, sexy girls like us that just, you know, yeah, those are the type of clothes that really suit us. I can take okatu clipper honda andi momatara mi, no me surprise anymore. You get what I'm saying? But now for these memes, ne, has gone ino mabeira gautara andi fi kutu eriko ni maho hacho pisa ho. Ohavu riko kuhane umaskuga aliga tatu agavuro kuhirandura, tachu na ke umbo kenike sharanda. Tatu na kia umbo keniko dora kwa ike okuto kisetango, akaleri ke msaati da chopisa. And I'm like, it's not because that's what they want. I feel like people are also failing to really understand what does the market want. Ngengo ndiripo keke me, eh? Kogongo hundaz. Ndiripo rukandarwa keke me. Itandivuru pa ifengino ngengo ndaro kuyapono kangeshe fako numba. Itandivuru oku paturu. Ndichomuna chimaku chake shongwene customer. Heo chimashoro chake shongwene customer di handi chuvuka. Itandivuru oku hapo keke me ha. Nda handi paturu oka. Oka mbaru mbaru kanje kotombo ka. Heke shongwene mbaru mbaru zotombo mo keko dhiri mongapi. Like, what am I trying to achieve? You know, but I can rather go there and then go business research, hanje. Mokeke mwi murukandarwa keke. Kucha, anupa ifeke shoumo kuno kandingo shoko tombo, omunu shebinu, ngapi ngapi. Ndiye nanga ya nandiye mwiche weno kanje. Eh? Just because of the whole thing, the whole norm that we have, that keshoumo ene customer. No, I should rather look at that. Okay, murukandamuno, omafaka munarera. Akwa itambano yo, you know, mbano yo hanu, o hamene keri ke mano po keke mano tano mahara saga o hachika ningo chithi kukuyo ya chune ke umbonga pe himene mbali mea ya kali omusha. Atin mwa chivi kushashi o maharasa o tompa hai ningi mo hinji momte. Doji robonga o tau uko chananta keike u heke umbo. It's a lot of work. You know? Ma ngenge pa ife ngano ngenge onda dengere poru pereki ranje. Da antikara anti tereki ikulia. Anti tereki espaheti dan anti tereki isi manje no magungu and all of that. Ga anti ningi onguto e dora nanu. Achivuro kwenda. Did I never go home and then again and the opening of Gambarumbaruka and Gotomboka because now Keshawmene, it's not gonna work. And I feel like that's what a lot of young people are really failing to also, you know, like just, study the market. Cause every other person, you know, Haningi Panyara, every other person, Otao Daringo Mabela, every other person, Onunenguno Tao Daringo Mabela has Monambiba Mungwediva, Mikoni Mahachopis, Monambiba Murukandarwa Nambiba. It's a location behind Chopi Zeno, where div Mara Otan Monokuta, I Oka 1.5 Akanga Kanda Monakanga, I Kalande Oka Shinakangi Panya and what not Monambiba. How many customers do you think you get in a day? Yeah, Ningi, Nguyoruka, like tuning in your business research, man. Kujamuru kandarona mbiba munopena nga anonu takara harukara kwato marasa yegotombo no mampanyara again. Like, who will be my customers here now where I am? Instead of now wasting money on things, ne, that you just know. Chotwa hindi kuchongishifa kaichu ufuri. Yuhokala ndo kachinako kuningi panyara and all the things that you need, just to come and sit in on mbiba the whole day, uike utoki the tango mato zimike no dora o hike kun. My, startup capital, the money that you invested in that business, ne, it's a whole 2K, my dear. But you're not even gonna get it out. Iho starting ane kuja murugandaro nambi bamuno, Unduwete kuja pamwe shashike she umo kwa fa, Elimu acho kandi ngosho kekotombo and stuff, Let me talk to, pamwe nandito vuru, shashi yo, man. Ngito vuru ne, ngashi murugandaro nambi bamuno ne, wamona the best thing ne, shashi ngashu oma rukanda ngono agara nditha, tombo ne, the best business that you can invest in ne, tuapwe no kamaketa ko he, ngotoka hora ndithe suka. Ucheke ne kuchamu uliko masuku gali o wachu na natango kwa kamini huya ukatekicho edhimu. Instead of, and this is honestly speaking for people that like invest so much money in businesses that are not bringing them anything at the very end of the day. Let's study, and I think that's just the conversation that I really want to have with you guys. I'm also, you know, I don't have all the answers in the world when it comes to these things, but it's also just the question, like, what must we do? Must we really just be focusing on school? You know, like, what must can we, you know, like, start now looking on the sideways? What must we invest in while we're at school, trying to chase the paper? What else can we do on the sides and all of that? Because, man, it's really, really hectic. It's something that really doesn't make sense for you to spend so many years fully focusing on one thing just to come back home and suffer. But it's exactly 23 minutes. Oh, ndarambere thimbori tondo kanjimandaro kuha. It's 23, not 32 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. having a very beautiful conversation with you guys, and you can go right ahead and call me in studio. The number in studio is 83-366-091. I'm repeating that the number in studio is 83-366-091. But in the midst of all of that, I got you covered when it comes to great music. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. Rinimo injiji yangu tumana motima wanje maudhi kuhanto genji geri koma pepe wanje. Rinimo injiji yangu tumana motima wanje maudhi kuhanto genji geri koma pepe wanje. Timandi mwene timandi posa na rumo tashi kete ranje. Timandi mwene timandi posa na rumo tashi kete.
You nimbo, yeah. Mau digo que se si cuino yo ranje tan di cola. and don't demand. Everything will be alright.
Ever wonder why you're supposed to be nobody except for you? Oh yeah. Wonder why you're debating and nobody's listening. Yeah, I'm a daddy, my thing, I saw me, yeah. Gonna be thing, I say no, yeah. Oh, my thing, I saw Jad. Yeah, I'm a touch of them, but not me. I wanna leave it out for my people. Though I know it's difficult to do so. I'm gonna give it my all. Sashi, kape, mushi, tuna, kashi, nerenga. Give me more energy. Yung goto, man, I'm a team, I want J. Mouthy, who I'm talking to. Get it, come my pep and I'm going to get it, come my pep and
everybody come up with pop baden. Problems attacking all of a sudden. Trust me, people keep their problems hidden. Maju wako heli koni mai hafondenge. Kumatacho shimari wakandina. Familie mdimbwa no kethina. Wativosa ya vona kandina. Kumatari yo retrenchment ayai komina. Takipa shuka nere tui memesha. Kara kembinga nembingi no stereza. Mifona keshe matoresha. Llego moto aquí
Vini moi njiji Yungu tumana moti mawanje Maudi huanto genji Geri kuma pepe ganje Vini moi njiji Yungu tumana moti mawanje Maudi huanto genji Geri kuma pepe ganje Timandi mwene Timandi posa naru watashi ketera nje Timandi mwene Timandi posa naru watashi ketera nje Ini moi nji nji Yangu tumana monti mawanje Maudi kuhanto genji Geri koma pepe nganje Timandi mwene Timandi posa naru watashi ketera nje Timandi mwene Timandi posa naru watashi ketera nje
Just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yo, nini mamzono?
Yeah, cool, huh? Excuse me?
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yo, nini mamzono? Akulunwe vimboli mwe ya pumbwa okufesta na kucha. Or they might just, you know, how must I put it, man? Because one thing is, I think I was discussing it with the matriarch one day on her show, and I think I called in, And we spoke about something very important, that we also need to stop listening to people that have got no knowledge in some things. Literally asking the wrong people, literally trying to comply toward these people that have got zero knowledge, but we want to comply to what they are telling us. You know, yoyini mamzamuri fellow naka kuruneni. Hongru no gajin eku cholono ha hirongo nangin. Kejuku ja kufiranji kenyero ma vomiro gombali. Shashu kware andi chonda randi ndi tungi sengo katungo kanjo kanguru kanje meumbom. You know, and she really doesn't know anything about. Olona ajuke ti brother ti onunge horongere pangero openi marua imeo chari eh peni marua imeo chari ho pewa jojo ni hachita nolon eh ngohora nduri ki hoti ne meme pwiki nane ndi kurombwa yo kucha olono ha hirongongi ngange one kukuvire ajuke kandi ninge vura ne vuri te kotha monduda Morangwe, you know, we don't do that. And it's the same thing when it comes to courses that we want to go study. I'm so sorry, excuse me. Courses that we want to go study. Or had to... Mame motatimos nandika ningigo education. Mame motatimos nandika ningigo ningo nursing. Memengono hahete akare megumboko ni mahevuline. Taronto foka tarongora nesho akuja ni rongita mon man tafa tu ipesen. She won't be the one. She does not know anything about that industry. She doesn't know what in matter of fact she never even went to school. Kuniko o standard 8. Eskola vya dona levi kwa hadithan me standard tani jeno kuri. Kuniko standard 8. That's her last qualification in her life. And that was back then. And she's the very same person that you want to listen to when she tells you you must go do education, go study education. You guys are not serious. You know, and was it last month? You know, when the students now, the education students, the education graduates protested. I think it was in Oshakati last month, if I'm not mistaken, excuse me. And they were protesting, you know. And Ochapita Miramo the Namibian, and it's how people were going on in the comment section. Kucha, eh? They can see these. I think I still have it on my phone. It's 1,000, it's 5,000, something, something, man. It's a very huge number, you know, with no jobs. And people are literally like, yeah. Yeah, those people, like, you can see, ne? The number that is being stated there. Kuchopena niangapi kainana lirong. But there is still a parent that is advising her child to go do education next year. Or there's like literally somebody in grade 11 right now. Eh, nengo ko AS and nengo machike heninjo hamurongo na obai venjo. Eh, busy now also. Eh, applying for the same course. And she can see what's going on. No, ma, me mo he 30 months. Anke lo kwati nanika nikiko education. And chohe, I posted on my status the other day. I'm like, I'm so tired of these quotes and these motivation speeches or whatsoever. Because, like, you don't even know who wrote these things. Don't give up. Chohe, wachino ni chohe. Anika anda sunye, man. Like, we need to be realistic in some situations, guys. And not be holding on to these codes. The nega, the don't never give up codes. But you can see, eh? I'm just going to do education, my dear. Sometimes you need to separate those things from the reality, guys. Like, this is real life. We're not playing here. You know, and what I was trying to say when it comes to that is, we need to also stop taking advice from people that don't know anything about certain things. You know, and also parents, I think it's high time, the parents and the elders or guardians or whoever is taking care of us, to also, you know, listen and listen attentively. You know, back in the days, the only thing the parents knew, the only thing our guardians knew was education and nursing, you know, and it's not anything that they know something about. It's just something that they had to hold on to for too long for the aesthetics. You know, for the comparison, for the society. They were just like, I ain't guy, wanje tokuri ko yuna ma, otaningi, otaningu education. Wanje tokuri ko yuna mi haku to anuku education, nashashi, they don't know how to pronounce that. What they say is, wanje tokuri ko yuna ma, otaningu urongi. Wanje tokuri ko yuna ma, otaningu upangi. For the aesthetics, eh? Can you hear me? For that. But they know nothing about these things. Hengwe na we hahiko VTC, uhakara faso shoni no kuhamo mehapumo, shashi VTC is known for better the failures. That's to them now. Cause they don't know anything about these things. VTC is known for, you know, mutu nge ngouli hoskoya ko VTC ne omar kompolo nenge peni, you know, uno kukara mutu wali unepo ina nolongo. Okwaza mga mtu nolongo na nano mo grade 12 ango shashi VTC aa. And they don't know kucha, that's where it's at right now. Kaji kucha ya njaomba, akara tunduri na koyuna maka ninguro nginupangi, pafa ilipo magumbo yungwa hako VTC, pafa heta ninge embetede noguli. Kapenezu, aningo nangashepo nene ne, tanige embetede, tanduruge embetede, nesko kapenezu inechukwa taka. Yes, Fenma doesn't have customers anymore. It doesn't have, cause, like, but I'm just being honest. One thing, Gina, to pose my dinner, Marapa for our name, teacher, I can't customer, if I'm not a customer, Jirika. Okuna ne? Eh? On then, then, number we are poet to me. Poet to name, Duga mo, pokaite, maka, FNB, and much banger. This was no FNB ATM that side. Okay, much banger, so you have to pass by yet to the obviously. This fan mad dead yet. And I think salary that you know you got a reduce a man. Shashim Omamba quick agari rum tenya woosh. Customer zero. Mono ndi pandura. Mono ndi on da pandura, you know, like us, you know, Namibians, how we just support, how we are supporting local when it comes to that. And Betenesco by those things, man. We don't know if Fenmad exists anymore. Oh, what's the other store? Mwiyakwa yhatura ndo machofa geno maovo mirongo ndatu. Ndenge geno hona ndo kuroto ningi. Woo! Ndenge ngohara uli kusekoa ukala wafato. Ho ningi chike udeposte konengo hachi sanwa chike. Kesho mwedo tona no maviga tatu. E chofa? My brother, you might get profilius shikongo. I'll be like, yo, my G. On that, on better man, you know? And better, dino, profilius shikongo, dino. Shout out, that's my friend. You know? And better, dino, 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 you check, you know? And I'm trying to talk to the parents right now. Kucha, it's high time they open their eyes. Not drink the coffee anymore. Like, hello. O VTC kahichi head open. O VTC anu ya paturuka pai fechi kucha. What is needed in the market? What is needed in the society right now? They have studied the society's needs. And that's what they are trying to fulfill right now. And at the very end of the day, make a living out of that. Manda wamu fosa ni kanu na niya kaningi ke, eh? By the Neskumoka had to pick people to Ugapeng, and my friend from Caribbean, was driving from the north, going back to work, said, I've never seen Kandendichi here in Ondangwa. I didn't know because I really don't go that side of town. You know, Shashi, Ngandi Zinchagongwa Diva, Ihandi Thikikoneho, Handi Shuriria Pirong. I hardly go there. If I'm going there, it's probably just to go get my drink, Meaka, and then I come back. Pirong. You know, I really have not been like around Ondango like that. So I really didn't even know or score and jiho I care which haga map any mondango. Handy ho we care in Ondango, I care in Ondango. And then one day my friend was driving to Caribbean, like back to Caribbean, and I needed him to drop me on Thea. So she ne tapiti mono, shashota shingitende ka chonanga, andi tara taranga no. Open enda kita po. Shashonda mona po mapwa nguduma na no nenji. I'm like, ah, what's going on here? Oh, and then I read up there. No, I care what was. I'm like, oh, so this is where it's, Papa, I'm looking at these kids and I'm like, man, when will they ever get it, man? And also, apart from only blaming the parents, you do things for the aesthetics. I checked a video today. There's a video on TikTok today of a girl that posted a video. Apparently, no, her peers are doing what? Her peers are studying nursing while she chose to do hospitality. My sister. Otoka fasuruka na ishawazi mo hospitality mono, shashika shiruchimo uchichinare when it comes. You can never go wrong with food. Business wise, like, we're talking about business right now. If now it's having to, you know, like finish school and go back home. You can never go wrong with food. So if you are doing hospitality, then you're on the safer side, my sister. You know, apart from also blaming the parents, you know, and saying that they're the ones that push kids into these things, ne? Also us, young people, we like doing things for the aesthetics. We like doing things for people and not genuinely for us. It's a passion, no, I feel like, you know, it's just, you know, something that I always wanted to do. You're not doing it for that. Yeah, mamu chini nga ne salary. Salary ne njona chivuka hike kwa nima hevura hea yu wakara panjeni. Salary njona chivuka hike kwa nima watameko kurandisa muka restaurant ako numba. But now because you don't have any skills when it comes to working with food and stuff, that's where the problem is gonna come in. You check. So, I think it's high time. Let's open our eyes, man. We've been smelling the coffee for so long. Let's drink the coffee. Let's open our eyes and do that, you know, and really start studying what's needed. And never do things. People don't go to school for mahala. People don't go to school for ufuri or anything like that. You know? People go to school to come back and do something with their lives and survive financially, most importantly. That's why people go to school. You know? But it's like you guys are doing it just for the sake of doing it. You know? For you to be just known, akucha and duva, okuriko yuna manota ningo nesing. You just want to be known for that. You know, I think it's high time we really look at society, look at what it needs, and then try and indulge and get into that. I think it's Jessica's mom's school. You know, where did I see Marco Polo? Because this one is not Marco Polo. We always had Marco Polo, right? This one is Marco Polo. Apparently, it's named after Jessica because Jessica's other name is apparently Polo. I think is it somewhere in Ongwediva? Not Ongwediva. Is it in Ondangwano? Somewhere Ondamu no Marco Polo haga marwa peni mono man? Where was I coming from when I saw that? You know? But I mean, imagine now. Memengu, she's a hard worker, my dear. Only if you guys could like really understand, ne? Because also the type of courses that she's offering, she's very smart. She looked at what society needs. She looked at all the society's needs. And those are the type of courses that she's offering. That's why she's not offering education and nursing in her school. But, you know, because she understands the assignment, she's offering hospitality, carpentry, like literally things that are needed in society right now. That's what she's doing. You're known as a failure. I don't know. Kandichingo shandi popi in mine ochirongu nene mbera. Gengini. Kandicho ena manda shuira nukuli. I was talking about Marco Polo. You know, Jessica's mom's school. They know wongo. Tapa turo chitaichi mwe mongwa mo ndangwando. I think I saw that school somewhere. I don't know where I was coming from, but then yeah, I saw it that side. And my chat is she's very smart. Because the courses that she's offering are courses where you can really tell that she studied the market and she knows what society is in need of. And that's exactly the type of courses that she's offering. My chat is, we've got enough nurses and teachers. Oh, poor name, you know? Because I'm not have a pump, we can get no cutting, but we can manga mono. See what happened on that to Asian be wrong. I can't go and do 2030 win, and they can start offering that again. Because now we are producing more teachers and more nurses, and we already have these ones. Beotaka hapenyan. Pone vele vele, there are no schools that we are hearing are being built somewhere, no hospitals, no clinics, like somewhere deep down in the village there and whatnot. Where are we going to work? Paifonu berohote yeron mahemo maternity? Ngashi ne hore that sima paifonu maternity tota turomokura. Maternity tota himongin. Ote yeremo maternity, nenga shurisi? Opomo no jobanj. Oturi anga pini etu ategera nuya shurithe na nuya hime maternity. Ya nune. And you still really want to tell me that, nah, mean I'm doing nursing at IK. And you feel like it's a thing. Pa venga nge ngontaro mwenye wita ningo nursing at IK. Anke genda su nge ne kuja. Ore kurombwera ne. You look very smart and you are very young ne. And I thought like you studied, got the market and all of that. Who told you? Who pushed you to go do that course? Who told you? Is it yourself? Was it pressure coming from parents? What's happening? No, it's just something that I'm passionate about and whatnot. Bruh. And you go on where ja. Same. Tamonifa narishuna ko ko system ahetu. The way the system was created, it failed us dismally. So as much as we have things that we always wanted to do, things that we're talented in, things that we're passionate about and all of that, bruh, I'm telling you right now, ne, if you're following that, ne, your passions and all of that, ne, otoka sonjara noer. Cause it's no longer about doing what we love doing. So that it doesn't feel like work. It's literally us doing what we can do in order for us to survive. It's okay. The system failed us. We can't be happy at work anymore because we are not in our elements. Like we're literally doing what we can for us to survive. That's what we're doing. You know, and I think it's high time we forget about our patients. Forget about, if we are going out to follow our patients, we should do that, but like, let's, Let's be unstoppable. Let's multitask. Let's like literally do what we can do, you know, to just manda kwata. You know, you can't tell me that now you're doing education because that's one thing that you're passionate about and. You don't know who came up with those codes that you guys are holding on to. Realistically, you can see what's happening, eh? But you still want to feel like, you know, and act as if you really don't know what's going on and hold on to the code. No, I'll just pray, my dear. Like us black people, for things just to be better and stuff. Our whole lives. But we are still suffering. We're still dealing with the very same things. Year after year. Year in, year out. Same story. Then at Tango Chiri, we can't just open our eyes and be like, man. Let's be realistic. We can't do this. You know, so I honestly just think that it's high time where we let's learn how to study the market and forget about the aesthetics, forget about the patience, forget about all of that. Some of us have been so lucky, you know, and it's not because I was holding on to any code or anything like that. I always wanted to, my dream has always been, you know, a radio presenter. I just wanted to make noise on radio. Because Mina growing up, I grew up with, my parents loved, and right now when I look, I'm trying to reflect on everything that was happening when I was young. You know, every time my mom goes to town, I always tell her, me metere rako chifo and whatnot. Like, I loved reading newspapers a lot, and I loved listening to radio. I would always steal my mom's radio, and because my mom is either cutting or nothing, you know? And I didn't want to listen to that. Because I'm like, you know, so I grew up listening to Shante. I grew up, like, those people gave me so much, and I'm like, man! You know, but as much as I'm now making noise on radio, because it's something that I'm passionate about, I can't fully just focus on this and be like, yeah, I'm a radio presenter, and. I can't do that. Obviously, I have to focus on some other things. You know? Kandichi can go down with Amora Diombe. Anuik. By the way, every other time, I should not have a computer, you know? Shandika Tanauga. My session is closed. Like, what's going on? Am I spitting facts? I'm not supposed to change. You know, so what I was saying is, it's no longer about doing what we love doing. You know, but it's like literally about us studying the market and doing what we can do in order for us to survive. It's also reminding me of, you know, how we complain. The system was just created or designed to obviously just, you know, make us suffer. Exactly the way we are suffering right now, you know, and it's now, this is me taking it back to the fact that it's no longer about us doing what we love doing, but it's literally about us doing what we can do in order for us to survive. It's also reminding me of, you know how people complain, about, even cleaners, you know, nobody, even security guards, nobody in her right mind ever No one's child dreamt of being a security guard in it. Like, no one's child dreamt of being a cleaner in a life. No one's child dreamt of being a bartender in a life. Nobody. That's why we still have got people in them that complain. You know, nobody dreamt of being a tailor. Eh? And she's dealing with different phases. And I'm just like, man, you know? And we're still the very same people. To be like, aye, makakadana ngono harongo mo baha mono kelina wakaya. Her service is just poor because she's just angry all the time. I'm not promoting anger. I'm not saying that it's okay for them to be treating customers like that. We have a service station. You know, memengu yeri pa service ame o no kangu nike kechi kuchanga ndi mpi mali o pape. Kuiki nani mani anu anu nangu nyasha shoto ya raka. You know? Do you know when they say that do what you love doing and you don't have to work a day in your life? That's exactly how Nduva feels when she's behind the mic. Because this doesn't feel like work. I'll be just here spitting facts and having fun. Like literally me in my element. Mina, I'm lucky to have that. I'm so lucky to be behind the mic, and for me it doesn't feel like work. Because it's something that I always wanted to do. But when you I think I'm telling you, I wish I'm so bright. I've been getting different phases. But I'm more highly kokuchi, gachi, and gachi. Like, and you're just like, oh my gosh. You know? And then you ask something. Neamo, we pa neamo no, or we no, we na, or not, or at a poraja kucha, and strawberry have a veninga. Ma price oko hiri ma to pranjo kusho uninga. Ma ndi ku yamga ni uzo oppress aon jeno hiri ano. Tano kucha eh. An amande ha kufuta salary eh. An minai eh shasho chwe. People are not in. Nobody ever dreamt of being a tailor. Nobody dreamt of being a cleaner. Kapeno na pe oti talent dicho ugala ta cleaning aga. Ta koshu unjugo ngeno ndo akujenga no shitarendi. Ndiye uye pomoro kuri atapowadha pomandi mopopo man. Ngandi kuganda kuchai nda huya, you know? And then you want to be like, mba kweto bed service haidi po, po engine service hapo. Penegelo bed customer service. Ya horike we are battling, like we are fighting demons on a daily. Kucha, this cannot be me cleaning toilets aga. I never wanted to be this. But because now they've been failed by that. They are literally doing what they can right now for them to survive. They are literally take any opportunity that comes their way. Opike avuro kuturo mboroto po chitafura. Maane mba hamuyane muvite kujomuyo kufutepei thao. Omwete kuchamutu it's their fault. It's also reminding me of the other guy that I was having a conversation with. And I'm literally trying to, you know, like make him understand kucha. Graduates are going through this and that. And he's like, graduates are going through that because of things that they did in the past. I'm like, heba na man. This can be you reasoning like that. You know? So you guys look at these people as stupid people. You look at these people as if they had no dreams in their lives. You look at these people as if they are not talented in anything. You look at these people as dumb people. They're not human enough to you guys just because they are cleaners. This somebody's mother, they had dreams of, you know, like opening a business and whatnot, Mara, because now we were never given an opportunity to be taught about such things at school. Now, a idea that or that siram wike, kaduna kujatu dironge fa mam karongu guniga, by far tu kosho mapoto. And you are the very same people complaining about, ah, there's a bad service them idea. People are just angry. We are angry because we are not in our elements. We have never dreamed of being toilet cleaners, aga. We are not talented when it comes to cleaning toilet pots. That's not where our talent is. You know? So people are not angry because they are just bitter people. These people are still trying to understand. They are still trying to come to terms with, you know, making peace with the fact that right now, I'm doing what I can for me to be able to help my kids, you know, for me to make sure that my kids and I do not go to bed hungry. Literally, it's about that. And also, nekune, now, the ones that are offering bed services, the angry ones, the ones that are fighting countless demons and all of that, I think it's high time you guys come to terms with the fact that it's okay. We understand people like us, people like Mina, the very smart girl around town, she knows what's going on. I know. I understand. I don't judge people. Like, literally, do what you can. Eh? Do what you can, guy. Ihan kuchane yayo na mboni hayo kupothewaga. Kuchayo na shashi watiro kuyorane. Ngurashito sonjara ulimanjeni ongweike. Saka tupaga. But now you want to say that, nah, I'm not gonna work as a security guard, shashi. Yo, what will my friends say? We understand. Those people, ne? They judge and feel like, yeah, that's your fault that now you are a cleaner. Those are very stupid people. I call them stupid, but I understand also, as much as I feel like they are stupid, I can't blame them. Because they don't know anything about it. Like, they don't understand the system. They don't know nothing about that. That's why they've got so much courage to judge and be like, yeah, that one is just working in a bar, my dear. Eh? They look at us as stupid people, like, eh, that one. You get what I'm saying? You know, there was a friend, there was a guy, that would always come to me, and, he works quite a tungu, me, kwa muna ngo tendera heo kutunga mbele, somewhere there. You know, skuma nga njipitipo nenduka modorob. And I didn't know, you know, because every time he would just be telling me, which I know, onzili bizo, onzili pilonga manga. I mean, I feel like it's none of my business. Whatever you do is your thing. That's how you are surviving. It's okay. I'm not even the type of girl that would like, you know, like start talking to a guy and already want to know that what do you do for a living? Do you have a car? Do you have, I'm a very good girl that understands. Like, I know what's going on, guys. I know. So you might just come clean in me, no man, just be yourself. I might just accept you. Woo-hoo! I mean, no, I'm on a nation that graduate on the Ningo loan, you know, I'm on a nation that graduate, that you want to go up again on 20k, or put to live very, very long ago with the Githo Gango, the manga, top of the bush. But if I'm going to put that, it's going to, the Mupolan Cruzan game, Gini Kusiro, my tender, Kandori, the mouth of Munan. So yeah, man, you know, we understand. I was telling you guys the story of where I was passing by and I saw this guy. You know, he was passing by. He's there now doing his thing. But if I do it, because I'm coming from behind. Why not? Mokumona nje, okuri kombada hetungo, kena kuja, ngengo kwenye ngepukwa wakonari. Kanji ne pamwe kwa hakara haranje o ai hapo kwa mbwe nyanga kuzokwa panda pamwe ne mutu tatira ne kucha ah kadona unde nombwe kucho ndenga nge kwa mwe ngendiri pamba da etu ngwa shiri shiri pamwe ne shaka mwona nje oti nyenge ngai halo 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 shaike wi nyenge puko wakwa kona ya kumba da etu ngwa oto ningingi ningano Mandeta kuchangwa dode chiningire kucha. He doesn't want me to see him that I'm like, brami kupofe wako iko shaman. Eshi ulinga ununo na. Vobo ngo pilo ngelove mwene nuno na voe. Ngengu wafi ya pilo nga lo. Moloka adone igenduva weka shake nege iko opove. Weka shino na wano guli. Uvo toka lombo ya kuchu weka panda. Ndepa ife wala kuiwoleka uka lito longu ilonga hii. Moloka adone weka panda aponga. It doesn't make sense. You know? So I really made him. I didn't laugh when that day. Inyengege pukua wako na yako mbada etungoko ngo. You know, and I said it like in a very polite way, in a joking manner, and I was just trying to make him feel comfortable. You know, Nde paife kulombwe kucha kuchova mana ngone mbelo tendela yavo paife. Kefi kunda akalande ndo pongao. Aye, the nika is just anti akika kwa totolofola aye, keta longu iki itula monga. It wasn't about me anymore, because I made him comfortable to be like, bruh, I understand. I don't judge anybody. I don't judge anyone. You know, so, yeah, man, I think it's high time we really, you know, start studying what the society needs, you know, what the community needs, and let's fully focus on that. I want to meet Jessica's mother. Meme gomar kompolo hagongo na anji homondangwa nengo haga mapeni jiaga. I really want to visit her one. Like, not visit, actually, but I really just want to have a sit down with her. You know? She's very smart, man. Just looking from outside and things that she's doing and looking at, because Jessica is the one now in charge of posting all the things and all of that, I'm like, wow. And for me, I love engaging with, like, very smart people. People that think out of the box. People that, like, can really see and understand what's going on. I love those people. You know, and I would really love to, you know, like, just sit down with her. You know? Pokosa honumba manu. Nene! Murike skora anunamba muyanyasha. Tamu patrura no maviraviro again. Ronga oli mama karaganya man. Do what you can do. Eh? Oh, alike wachu chokora waninga chike chike anga ndika studying education opo ndikare. You know, I need to be a corporate hand in all of it. Toya usonjara nina kanjen. Tikufunjuchirika. So yeah, man, I think, we really need to be wise when it comes to that. We really, really need to be wise. And there's also one thing that I wanted to get into before I start giving you tips. I really just want to talk to my graduates. And not necessarily just graduates. Maybe literally just any other young person out there that is just trying to, you know, like, maneuver and, you know, like, do what he can do in order for her to survive and in order for him to survive. You know, I wanted to say what? Oh my gosh. You know? Zima mumta wanjengai. I wanna spit facts. Where are you guys taking my ideas? I don't know what's going on. But there's something very powerful that I wanted to say before I get into the tips of the day now. On how you guys really need to, you know, like, start maneuvering with your lives. You know? So yeah, I think that's what we need to do. Like, literally, forget about everything else. Leave the pride aside. Nene mba mwaroku ya ponu ngeshe vaweni. You know, don't depend on anybody to be just like, aye, onzina Uncle Matthew wange. I'm on the Pumbo Startup Capital of 3K. You know, he might just give me most, you know. Jaffa, ngeno kucha Uncle Matthew mutu shia gata rongwironga ye. Hakara na ha hipsa kivira kucha ayo 3K engineer and hitura ya saida in case andu veke ya tapuranji. Don't be that person. You know? No kari ke ulimegu mbo wa mwena tuti kucha na tegera Uncle Pia penje chongadi. But what you can do is literally do anything that you can do and then save up most. Save up and save up and save up. You know, if you have to work as a nanny, don't be scared of anybody to judge. You can be a degreed hand, eh? Work as a nanny, eh? Ngenge apu nanny wa mono hapa apa nena ndo 1.2. Ngono kangeshefa kwe kwa numba wala ukata mekendo kaya kapuro 3K. Iho mono wikironga, mdono chunga kucha pironga mono weo nanny. You are not paying no rent. You are not doing no nothing. You are not buying food or anything like that. And you are getting your straight 1.2. Ngongeshefa nenjia kawali wa rokuli lila Uncle P or Startup Capital how 3K. But what you can do right now is now go and just do that literally. You get your 3K. Nganua save another 3.6 hour and nukuli. 3 months you work as that, you're out of that. And then you go start your business. Instead of now waiting for Uncle P, right now you guys have hated your uncles and your aunties and all of that because they didn't want to give you Startup Capital to do something. Or at least, ohohi konga toti ondina pogari kwathelenje kwathelenje ko otiri chiri penjo mavika tatanda nditameko oka salona kanje like does it really even make sense nando ngweni wakatameko salona nje ndamge toni kimaro itokali kananga andike yako kungwani kuti kwathelenje 3k ka itohi penjo ka. You know, but it's how people get so angry when, you know, they even cut people off, which I know people are very toxic. My dear, I've got very toxic family members just because sometimes you really just need to forget about everything and be realistic in some situations, honestly. And also put ourselves in those people's shoes for a second and just think about it before we judge them. How about that? But it's exactly 15 minutes. Oh my gosh, time is running so fast. 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is a Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, busy listening to the one and only girl that speaks the truth. That speaks nothing but facts. So I'll be talking to my young people and my graduates tonight. And on how to move on with their lives after graduation. What should they do now? You know, so I'm going to give you some tips that you guys really need to comply to. Shasho chiri chiro chawiza mani. It's really hard and I feel your pain and I understand. Like I fully understand. Masiku masiku ngae undari kenge nokwara chichuo chiri. Eskola mberan kashivuri elipse posha shi nga kandiwe nandironga doka tukarongwe mbero kuresha nokuchanga tukurangise chikene so taro kulya mani. But I mean, yeah, man. Alright, there's also just a ball rolling. And here are some of the crucial steps to help guide you as how to navigate the maze of life after graduating. You know, understand you and your what. Figure out your main motivators. And is it the pursuit of wealth? Is it fulfilling a passion or is it achieving a particular lifestyle? Knowing this helps your direction. What do you want exactly? Why are you studying the course that you're studying? Are you doing it for money? Eh? Are you going to study now with Dr. Mbono for 6 years? Because, you know, they pay very well, my dear. You know, and then 6 full years. Oh, which you care? One thing I've picked up is, endokotori harikara erapevika. Harakwa. Tell me somebody that studied an English doctor for 6 years and they don't have a job up until this day. Give me one, because I don't know one. I have no idea. But I was listening to Penwell, who? That's a South African smart guy, man. He's a podcaster. And nigga is always spitting facts. And he spoke about something very important that, you know, like doctors, ne? You know, they easily get jobs. Do you know why? You wanna know why they get jobs quickly? Eh? Pone okay, peke brother, hamano, anotoka ngundokotara. Okay, peke brother, hamano, anotoka ngundokotara, shashu, uvite kujae. They easily get jobs. You know, it's because, with the salary name that they have, mind you, mama muno muno mahangano genji nai. You know, muno mahangano genji nai, gato papo, you know, a life polisa, a chike chike polisa, those things, you know. So doctors easily get jobs, ne? When you, nanduahiga pochipangero janumba, wamona ko section ahe doctor, ne? Okunike, Omakamba Bangomanin, they are just, they are all driving Mercedes-Benz, just those cars, bro, the big cars, bro, you know, so it's also kind of like a business type of thing, you know, they get what they are getting, and what they are getting, ne? There are thousands of dollars that they are getting, those ones that they worked hard for 6 years, you know, they had to now, they quickly now, you know, Shashi, there will also be competition and pressure at work. Shashi, every other doctor, every other colleague of yours is owning a Mercedes Benz. So who are you to be in a poll? Oi ne hui kombang. And then you can have that Toyolo nam. Tola ndani ekamba bandonoro mezidenza, you know, their houses, my dear. You know, if it's in Winduka, ngeno elike kleine kupehui, like, they are there. They have big houses in Rocky Crest there. Like, those ones, you get what I'm saying? You know, the kids are going to private schools and all of, like, it's a whole business out of that as well. You know, so they barely stay down like that. You know, Shashi, they know the pressure that comes with that. Obviously, they would want to, you know, like just, you know, to come and buy. The cars that are parked there, the cars that doctors own are just those big cars. The Mercedes-Benz, just those ones, you know, a Jeep, those ones are for doctors, you know, because they give those ones jobs because they also understand the assignment. They know what they are doing, you know, so doctors will hardly stay home. So now my question here is, before you go to school, you must understand your what and why. Are you doing it for wealth purposes? Or wealth and you know hunchila ipopi waman honga can do it. Shashi, omuri keke loan. You're like literally 1 month away from your house being retrenched. Literally 1 salary away from your kids being chased out of private schools. 1 salary away from your medical aid being cancelled. Like literally. You know, so the wealth that you guys are talking about is the wealth that I do. Don't understand. Shashi, ochiro hamu nongo muni ma ndo muni ke menjo. Imaru hamu irongo marhane hamu irongere mbera hamu irongeri ke akweni. Ochiro noto higironga pajuwe sa just broke. Yeah, I posted this. I can remember I posted this when the graduation season was happening. Posted something on my status. Let me quickly get my phone and see if I still have that. And people came for me. Like I literally had, you know, like a fallout. It kind of like led to a fallout with a friend. Eh? Just because we were now, you know, not arguing literally. I was just trying to have a conversation with him, you know. And Bella, he looked at me as if I didn't know what I was talking about and all that. I'm like, nigga. So let me quickly just see if I still have that. Obviously I have it, you know, I can't delete it. It's just maybe because I really don't know it's error because my gallery be full at times. Where is that? I posted it, you know, and I was so angry that day because I'm like, yo, huh? It doesn't make sense. Like for me, graduation means nothing because no. Where is that? I'm so sorry, guys. I'm trying to look for that thing that I once posted. And my people in my contacts came for me, Maji. Like, they came for me. Oh, my gosh. Where is that? I can't believe I don't have... Like, I can't find it. Where is that thing? When Nduva Benedicta was asked, repeating them facts. Because I'm like, I don't understand what's going on and why this is happening. Oh my gosh, where is that poster? Where is that thing that I wrote? Where the heck is that? I'm so sorry, guys. I'm trying to look for that. I was so pissed and I'm still pissed up until this day because I just don't understand the world that people are talking about. Hey, you must know the what and the why. What hell, nigga? What world, I mean? Because I mean those people unonambo no kwanja nai onwa kwatamo 30 mamugata no takuburana le imaruwa yo tax no no atirang unungono mpanginengo shashota nanwa egumbota nanwa o ae ne man amurongo ya holike ndo mwafikita longo. I can't find it. I'm so sorry, I can't find it, but it's okay. What I'm trying to say is when it comes to the wealth that they talk about, it's just something that I don't understand. It's something I'll never understand. Because where is the wealth that they're talking about? Shimurime njongano, you know? Shimurime njongano, jiri, you guys, like, when it comes to wealth, like, you know? And I have a friend that works as a nurse, and she posted the other day, and she's like, you know, because now there's somebody that posted something saying that I should rather be into business and you know, like at least earn or make $20 a day instead of now Mina being a slave and having to wait for month end for a salary that would just get finished within 2 days, you know? And my next friend posted saying that is working a scam. What exactly must we do? You know? I don't understand. It's also the pressure. I understand. It's also the pressure that comes with it. You know, and like I said earlier on that, you know, like, especially when it comes to endokotora, them not being down for long and anything like that. It's just because they fully understand, you know, the pressure that comes with it. You know, you wouldn't want to know that all your colleagues are living in Rocky Crest or they own houses somewhere in Kenya, Kupe and all of that. And you still want to be staying in Ombili renting a room for 3.5. You wouldn't want that. Obviously, the pressure gets higher and higher and you just like literally do what you can do. You have. So yeah, man, that's that. And, honestly speaking, I don't understand the wealth that they are talking about. Those people are broke, my dear. They look clean and all of that. They mean, do that ham karacha, mo kijunga yengo hangkoth wachiria, or achieving a particular lifestyle, you also need to ask yourself that question. Is it about patient? We're not doing things about, you know, like we're not doing things that we're passionate about, things that we genuinely love doing, but we have to do things in order for us to survive. So when it comes to this question, then I don't know. Assess your skills. 2, create an inventory of your talents and shortcomings. Being aware of your skills really help you make smart choices tailored to what you excel at. Like me, Nane, when it comes to my talents, I'm a life coach, right? On the sides, like, I'm multi-talented. Like, I literally do everything. Like, I literally have so many skills. Like, you're my talents. Like, and maybe it's not necessarily that I'm talented or I've got skills when it comes to such things. For me, it's a thing of like, whatever I do, literally, whatever I do, I try to put in effort in everything that I do to just give it my all. And whether it comes out the way I wanted to or it doesn't, the fact that I gave it my all, that's all that matters. Whether I'm cleaning, whether I'm bathing, whether I'm here behind the mic, whether I'm in a relationship, whether I'm wherever, whatever I'm doing, you know, I give it my all. Whenever I get in my life coaching now, element, I try to give it my all. You can ask my clients, you know? So, more especially for me, when it comes to assess your skills, the one thing that I looked at, more especially, when I became aware of my skills, I looked at what, with my skills now, with my skills, what can I do with them? You know, and me being a life coach, I was like, okay, I do understand that a lot of people are going through things right now. And they really like mental health wise, and they really don't know how to go about it. They really don't know how to deal with such things. You know, so what if, you know, I maybe market myself properly, lucky enough, you know, like I'm into this media industry and all of that. I'd be on Eagle FM on the other side, you know, Salimi from NBC can call me anytime and call me. Like people know me that side. People know me very well. Like, who is this Benedicta girl that side? Because I would always, you know, like feature my friend Salimi on NBC, you know, and that's how I started creating my brand. And that's how I got some of my customers. That's how I got some of my clients. And, you know, I was like, okay, now with the skills that I have, what can I do? The fact that I'm aware of that, what can I do? Is it me having a place, something like an office somewhere in Ungwediva, you know? And then I can market myself properly because I do understand that there are people that are really dealing with mental issues and they really don't know how to go about it. Somebody that wants to go to school right now and they don't know what course to take. Maranenga and Duva Shashunda Venja Avenger do it quantity shichapumbo kuningwa nashina chipumbo kuningwa the do's and don'ts as a young person when it comes to school, when it comes to relationships, like literally when it comes to everything, you know, I can now get these people, man. You check. So it's such an important thing to always be aware of your skills, because it's really going to make you smart choices, you know, especially also when it comes to when it comes to now, when now I'm talking to you, Maria, the one now is busy applying. It's almost August. You guys apply somewhere in August there for the courses that you guys want to go study for, you know, just be aware of your skills. Be aware of your skills, because it's going to really help you make smart choices and not go and do education that everyone else is doing, so that after 4 years you just come back home and suffer. Do your research. Three, most importantly, do your research. Look into all the options available to you, whether it's the job market, whether it's furthering your education, or globe trotting. Being well informed will steer you right. Is that an important thing to always do research? And it's also the same thing, you know, like that I was talking about, that when it comes to now doing business, you can't just start to daring on my baila because everybody else is doing that, you know. But what you can do in that is like do your business research, which are in the location that I'm in. What can I do if I want to come up with a business? What can I do? It's such an important thing to do your research. And when it comes to education also, you know, if you want to go further your studies, do research. Just don't listen to your parents. Baba trongwa kukukuhoha chiri chiri ene vurominongo hetatu na trongwa kuchangwa kaninguroing. What does she know about that? You know, but it's such an important thing to do your research and really find out about this education course. You know, what can I do if I want to study this? What are the pros and cons? Like literally just try to find out. It's such an important thing to do your research when it comes to such things. Talk to mentors. Connect with people who already have been where you are thinking of heading. Learn from their experience. It can save you time. You know, so this whole thing of like matiro kuliwa kanjine kudamuliwa kore, onugumo etikera kucha, o anikonjara, ndino anikonjara shashochohara. Mina understand why anikonjara, but that whole thing, that whole notion that you guys are holding on to, like, you can't really share your plans and stuff like that. Ami sifi konjara na ami tura momaro epoga mememem, you know. But what you can do is, please, man, talk to people. If you can't talk to your family members because they've got jazz with you or whatever, family, talk to strangers, Maji. Talk to anybody if you can't talk to your close people, because you can't really trust people like that. You know, you talk to somebody right now, next thing, or Tuesday night, you can status that. Talk to strangers. You can also go right ahead and talk to me. Like, I'm literally just 2 missed calls away. Mina Benedicta, you can talk to me. I'm going to give you the best advice in the world. If I'm not going to give you that, at least if I've got no skills in giving you what you're asking for, then I always have somebody that I can refer you to. That is who I am. So it's such an important to always talk to somebody. This whole notion of you guys not wanting to talk to people and really find out. Totungu in silence. Just build in silence, my dear, eh? You feel like you're building in silence, eh? Mbodi anakam the whole time. Totungu rulik. Don't be that person. It's such an important thing to always talk to mentors. People that have been through that, people that have done that already. Like, just find out, Maji. Take your time. Very, very important. And when it comes to this, don't rush into making a decision. Taking a step back allows you to fully evaluate your options, ensuring you make a choice you want. Regret. It's such an important thing to always, always, always take your time. And that's why it's also an important thing to always talk to somebody. There must always be somebody that you can talk to and ask questions before you decide, you know, and take your time, be very patient so that you don't end up making decisions or mistakes that you regret. So this is me, Benedicta, behind the mic, giving you all the skills, giving you all the steps that you need to comply to when it comes to you not really knowing what to do if you are planning on having to go further your studies, or you are like a young graduate, or you're just a young one, you know. Graduation, there is really nothing special about it. You know, for me, just a gown, and yeah, it's just a design. So there's really nothing special about it. You know, so this is literally me talking to every other young person, you know, out there that is really just trying to find their ways out of life on how to survive and all of that. So I'm going to give you some tips that you really need to comply to when it comes to that. But in the midst of all of that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was chilling with my friends the other day. And they were playing a song by Young T. I don't know what's so special about this song. I really didn't get time to like listen to Young T's whole album though. So I really don't know what he has for us at sides. I love listening to this guy because I mean his words, bro. Nigga be spitting for days. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
Mito ya kule ni ganja banga Gepa mwe hashu Nenge hashu Nongenge hashu Pandure ni ganja banga Appreciation Appreciation Appreciation
Really thought that till I did a bad thing, I'm no need to talk. That it don't be angry talk. Hope that stop it, got a line in a story book.
Appreciation, 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 appreciate, appreciate.
Jani, jani, ninge kodara, eh. Manu fena mangonda ningo kara, eh.
You seem so worried.
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
It's exactly 43 minutes past 10 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. I'm talking to my graduates, not only specifically graduates, but I'm talking to any other young person out there that is really just trying to find their ways out of this life thing. What you can do, proceeding with the tips that you can comply to. What you can still do is take a gap year, you know, and, a gap year is more than, a gap year, ne, ochimitachuvika koku me maria. Me maria me go he. Itachuvuka koku, a gap year ikwachike, eh? Henga wanita hike, yuna machiri chiri yaka manende, oharakura mbranjoto, topiti hapo vura, okane to ningishike. Akuru pembona ni apo kuwe, bachi chine, ngiroka inga problem mahanje ne, gaito problem mahanje, ashko problem mahiri ya manoku cho handi yusi kunai. Uhandi ya kwa toka, resimo nino romlongo akulupo eno gaya alianarula lero pombo ya karara. Yoye nengenu asmi ya pomo gaya apigina njepari mengi. Kuchana yesa anyesha yetu mani. Otaya sindigira mwameane engaku as a belief toh. A gap year is more than a time out. And it's just a time to invest in yourself. Use this period travel, volunteer, or dive into personal projects that you have been putting off. You know, researching structured gap year programs can also offer a framework, or you can go the independent route and just build your itinerary. It's such an important thing to just take a gap year, you know, and just fully focus on yourself, your personal projects, or something that you always wanted to do. Volunteer in certain things, you know, you never know. Mo volunteering amono shike wakachal, shike wakacheka ngino hek, wamona po job, school, you know how I know who. I don't know, there's nothing special about school, guys. This ones who stop saying that Nduva needs to stop engaging with our kids. Because what do you mean there's nothing special about school? Mara jini no bozgo jini ne? For me right now, there's nothing special about school. Cause what did, otarongwa jene, what did they teach us? That is important that we're using right now. Some of us were taught some things by life. You know, I'm going to end up with a bear, you saw shop and bear. What am I happening? Getting with him. Capeno squad, I'm going to meet Biamuha offering Okupangerengo diga. Capeno chirongwa, Chokupangeraga, mescora that. But those people know, bruh. Like they just decided that you know what? But then, you know, Capeno squad, Okuranga, who don't know how to gunginiga. Nothing. You know? Ojinga kuchamu to say nike, like us black people, ne? If it wasn't for the, if it wasn't of, how the system was designed, do you know, kucha o capability here to hokuning? Sengeno no magadinga hatu waya, o sengeno tuganing. Ikuliambi hatu ning hatu linga no se mwene pe ninga e thwadi hati ko shithange no se ne pe ninga like e ngodidi hatu rongithange no se like literally we had all those capabilities. And just look at the boys that are working in cell shops right now, or the ones that own cell shops. They never went to school to learn how to do those things, you know, but life had to teach them. Now imagine ane if now they were taught how to do those things. Ojiri jinge nojiri to daring anga wengo diko China. Sabo material and that you have to ha that to the kahike kumwe sene mumo Namibia, you know? But yeah, man, you know, that's why I really know what I'm talking about when I say that for me school is slowly but surely just becoming so useless. Yeah, I said that. So either way, think of it, think of your personal growth that will also be broadened, that will also be broadened by perspective and potentially, guide your next steps. It's such an important thing to just take that and fully focus on yourself. It's also such an important thing to, like, because maybe you never know, you might also, you know, like, discover some of your capabilities, you know, in the midst of you trying to discover yourself and all that. It's also just the same thing as, you know, like, relationship wise, you know, unonike mbuya haunjoba ukiko kuzamo hore himo uwa hamona ena mate umwa anjia wazamo anukira monam, hey, hello, ani hofu dha pano. Kuchike kuikarela ukarikela kukwe mwene. You know, because when you now take time out to fully focus on yourself and all that, you know, that's how you tend to know so much about yourself, you know, and nobody can ever play with you anymore. You know that when a nigga is acting like this is because, like, ohokaranga ne, why is a pipe, you know? Pipe on oho nukige muore muno akanjoba ukira mwani, onutote yuko tim, sigona akwa itateye kuningike ngano katanga kucha, aya shika kazi mono, mweka ningike ngino, kakea munga yangani, you know? Otu harike toyama nako. Take time off. And just, you know, invest in yourself. Just to be alone for like good 2 If 3 years, you know? If not 3 years, I mean. And discover so much about yourself. I can remember my last relationship. When was my last, when was the last time I was in a relationship? Who was my last? Oh, damn. My last relationship was 2023 was like my last, serious relationship that I had. 2023, somewhere in July though. And then I broke up with that person. And ever since, you know, I decided to now, you know what, Nduva? You have, I mean, if you just start focusing on these things, you know, I think you really need to take some time off and fully focus on yourself. Do what you can do, like invest in yourself, man, you know, literally. And that's what I did. That's what I did. Only for me to like start now. I started now engaging in relationships. Again, after a very long time this year. And now I know much, you know, I know much now. I'm aware of a lot of things, you know. I know when a nigga is acting, like I'm wise enough now to get played with, you tap. So yeah, man, it's such an important thing also when it comes to this. A gap year is such an important thing also, because that's when you really tend to now discover so much about your personal growth. Get an entry level job, and starting with an entry level job can really serve as a cornerstone of your career. Invest in time customizing your resume and just cover letter to the job to make a solid first impression. Utilize your college network. Reach out to alumni and mentors who can give you referrals or job leads. Embrace every opportunity to learn and don't avoid challenges. They are not obstacles. They are stepping stones that just teach you the ropes and propel you further in your career, pardon me. So it's such an important thing. It's such an important thing to just make sure that you utilize your college network and just embrace every opportunity that you get. So one thing that you guys also need to understand and start learning is that with every other person that you guys look up to, I don't know, when will you guys ever get it? With every other person that you guys look up to, started from scratch. Like they literally started from the bottom. Chris Brown was not Chris Brown that you know today, like 20 years back. You know, he had to start from somewhere. Literally everybody, every idol, everybody that you look up to, anybody that inspires you, started from somewhere, nigga. So I don't know why you guys are just so quick, you know, to accomplish things. Things don't work. Imagine how wrong, in my strategy. So it's such an important thing to really just embrace every opportunity that you get, because it's not a challenge, it's a stepping stone towards where you want to be one day. Travel the world when you've got guap, you know. When wanderlust calls, it's worth listening. Budget your journey carefully, ensuring a blend of adventure and rest in that. You know, you could even immerse yourself in different cultures by taking language classes or just doing some volunteer work. Traveling expands more than your passport. It enlarges your worldview and deepens your understanding of global communities. It's not vacation, it's a form of education that enriches your character. Come on now. It's such an important thing. To traveling auka pen. Agul bambano yo vithi kwa man. Otini chiri hauli yon tuta thiki po skoro toro mkwenje dotu kucho. Oto kendo, oto hiko Europe, oto katara kochiki. Berane wa chua na alu menu nengo unako msanete kuitha na halo. You know, so it's such an important thing because, you know, when you travel the world, that's when you get to now, like, really know so much, you know. And I can remember, was it at the beginning of the year? Yeah, somewhere, was it in Feb or March? I went on a trip with a friend. that was going on. It was kind of like a business trip for my friend, but then he took me along. Because I also love traveling. I love traveling so much. And, you know, on that business trip, that's where you learn so much. Because we went the side of Kedmans. And, you know, that's where, like, you see potential when it comes to different things. You know, we got there, you know, and you can tell, ne? In this community, like, they don't have accommodation is such a rare thing, that side of Kedmans. You know, if people are going to visit that side, there's no accommodation like that. You know, kakunami a guest house and stuff like that. So you go and discover all those things. You discover the culture, you discover what people are going through, and you study them. Like, it's such an important thing to, you know, like, travel. And traveling the world doesn't necessarily just mean that you have to go to Europe or you have to go wherever, you know. It's also just traveling your country, you know, going to different places and all of that because, and also volunteering in different activities. You might really just learn a lot of things when it comes to that. And most importantly, what you can do is start your own business. What's gonna have any manga sharp woman? Damn, we mongejeva mama, mongejeva ne, mongejeva muhi de ronu. Avenger, avenger. If you have an entrepreneurship spark, now may be, the time to really embrace it. Start by doing comprehensive market research to just validate your business idea. Draft a business plan and just consider starting small. Perhaps with a pilot project to test the market. Networking is key, as it's also seeking advice from seasoned entrepreneurs. Starting a business is a high risk, high reward game, but it's also one that could bring both financial and personal rewards. It's such an important thing to start your business, but before you start your business, it's such also an important thing to really, really study the market, so that at the very end of the day, you reach, you know, the visions that you have for your business, obviously, you know, because you want to make money and all that, obviously. And for you to be able to make the profit that you're really budgeting in whatever business that you want to start, you obviously have to study the market and make sure that you are also, you know, meeting the demands of the community halfway. Go to graduate school, and if you feel a strong pull towards academics, look into the graduate programs and degrees that align with your academic and career goals. Dig into research or research ato. Research topics, investigate potential professors you'd like to work with, and just consider your funding options. Chat with current students to get a feel for the program's culture and workload. Remember, graduate school is just not an extension of undergraduate studies. It's also a commitment that should mesh with your long-term objectives, pardon me. So it's such an important thing also. If you are really an academic person and you want to pursue your degree or your diploma whatsoever, with whatever now course, that's where it comes in. With whatever course that you want to take or anything like that, you really have to do research. More research about that. Research, research, and research. Teach abroad. And when it comes to this, if you have an idea of like teaching English abroad, for instance, your first step is to research. Look for the programs or schools abroad that align with your personal and career values. Start your application and just prepare for any required certifications. And TEFL, or this isn't just a job, it's also just a multi-phase experience that lets you earn money positively, also affect students, and immerse yourself into a new culture. Consider this route for just a blend of career development, adventure, and social impact. You know, or research at to a patient more. The kwanjitha tunga, the kwanjangere no research. It's such an important thing before you do any other thing. If you also want to teach abroad, like I just said recently, it's such an important thing to also do more research when it comes to that. Freelance your services. And when it comes to this, to embark on a freelancing career, first, just identify your marketable skills and niche. You know, sign up for a freelancing platforms like Fiverr or Upwork and just start with smaller manageable projects to just build your portfolio. Remember that networking is very, very essential. Reach out to professional contacts and ask satisfied clients to refer you to others. You know, so freelancing offers more than just a paycheck. It also just provides the freedom to select projects that resonate with you, allowing you to build a personalized career path. So it's such an important thing when it comes to that. Complete an internship. And when it comes to this, interested in an internship, research companies, excuse me, in your field and apply to positions that excite you, you know. Use your time as an intern to absorb as much knowledge as possible. Make valuable connections in the industry. Engage actively with team projects and just tasks to showcase your skills. Even if the internship doesn't pay, the experience and networking opportunities can really serve as important stepstonings for your future career. Open to kayoro kuyamba. Koko kuyamba hano kuhakuziriro. Kuhakuziriro until you get now to where you wanna get to. You know, itanzi kimi akufuta, ata kufuta ingapi. Eh? Sometimes even if you're not getting paid, the skills that you're gaining, the experience that you're gaining, it's such an important thing. You know, I can remember when, I have never been on, what year was this? I can remember in the Hako NBC name. For NBC, and I was giving all my papers and all that. And that I name me by good. Yeah. And then I was like, my apple. And that I went in on that hook up my show. You know, she had, Osho Hanyasha or something like that before Salimi Gerard. So I went there and then she was like, oh yeah, you can come through. Let's host the show. Yo, it was now my first time behind the mic. I was shivering. Like, it was, oh my gosh, you know, but I mean, yeah, apuka pita nefimbo nukonkado nam. And then I went to Winduk. I think at the time, I was in a promising relationship at the time. And then I can remember I just went to visit my man. And I stayed there for like 4 days. And then I came back. For me, you know, because I knew I was traveling the next day. I was like, oh, well, let me just go drop off my people. And then, so you never know. You know what I'm saying, you know? So I can remember I went there. I dropped off my papers. Unfortunately, I didn't find that the France now, the station manager, I didn't find him there. But I left my number. And then the girls were like, because when I went to the reception, the girls were like, now we're going to give your number to him. And then, yeah, you know, the next morning I got the call from Tata France. And I can remember when I started, I used to get Sally G was coaching me. She was coaching me, and I can remember the day that, you know, because I used to host with her. I used to co-host, you know, and there was a day now where she was like, Benedicta, yeah, today you're going to do it alone. I'll be there. I'll be at the reception. You just call me when you need any help. Like, go on the mic. Yo! It was her. Oh my gosh. I was shivering. Like, I was shaking. But because it's something that, you know, you can tell, like, it's a talent that I've always had. It's something that I always wanted to do. You can tell the passion is there. But I was like, the nerves. You could also, like, literally feel and hear my nerves. She get the poppy, like, in my voice, ne? You could tell, you know? Until now, where I can just come here and I don't even prep for my shows. You know, because I was just starting and I was very nervous, you know, and Eagle FM has a lot of listeners, mind you. You know, so you have to make sure that you speak sense or else the callers are gonna come for you. So it was really hectic. It was tricky at the beginning and I would always prep and all of that. Until it got to a point when I'll be here in studio. Like, I usually, like, on Saturdays, I, like, arrive for 6 and go to go 7 and win. You know, I just come here and then chill, and then I'll be on my phone, and then I'll just be looking at the time. Oh, yeah, it's 8 o'clock right now. You know, it's 8, it's 10 minutes to 9. I don't prep for my shows. I just come here and be like, hello. Good evening, everyone. It's Kemanya Benedictus speaking here behind the mic. I mean, that's just who I am right now. But then also that came from the fact that, you know, I had to, with what I was just talking about earlier on, that I engaged into this and I was willing to learn, you know. And, yeah, man, I paid attention, you know, but also because a lot of people really don't want to volunteer now and, learn skills and all of that and all of that because it's not now a paying thing and stuff like that. You know, they don't do that, but they also forget that you learn so much, you know. You know, be experienced and all of that. I mean, now imagine me when I started here on Eagle FM. I used to be all over the place, having to write everything. You know? But I don't do that no more. I just wait for my time. Like, I'll be looking at my watch, literally. Like, what time is it right now? Eh? I just want to start and finish, bro. Like, I've got 4 hours to myself. Let me do this thing. This is my thing. You know? But it started from somewhere. Take online courses and don't halt your education. There's always room to grow. Explore online platforms that offer courses in your area of interest, be it coding, marketing, or even cooking. Sign up for courses that offer certificates, and this can also be valuable to just resume boosters. Continual learning not only enhances your skills, but also makes you more marketable in your career. Keep an eye out for new courses to also stay updated and competitive. You know, one thing that I really don't get when it comes to such things, a paper is also very important. You know, that paper, what we just call a paper, which I know I'm a whole degree hand, and people will be like, yeah, it's a degree, but it's just a paper, you know? And then they'll be like, if it's a paper, then go print yours. But a paper is always an advantage. It's always an advantage, but also it's just an advantage regarding the system that we're still in. I'm still there. Do you know why? Because we've got people that have got no papers in nothing, that have got no papers in certain things, but those people always do it better than people that went to school for it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe a paper is just there, but I mean also it's a disadvantage to people that don't have that, you know, don't have the paper simply because now they were not qualified enough to, they didn't meet the UNAM requirements, you know, but there's that thing that they wanted to study, but they're just so good at it. And then there's somebody, especially when it comes to media, for instance, when it comes to media, media is not an everyone thing. Radio/television is not an everyone thing. You know, there are people that were born to be behind the mic. You know, there are people that were born to be there. But, you know, there are people that were not really born to be there, but they go to school to just do that certain course. But when it comes to that, there can be somebody that went to school to study journalism, and somebody that didn't go to school but was born to do it. And somebody that was born to do it will always be able to do it better than somebody that went to school, you know. But now when it will be an advantage for you now to get the job because you've got a paper. And then the other one will be left behind because he only know that because he was born to do it. But because now he does not own the paper, he doesn't have that paper, then it will be a disadvantage on his side. But I mean, yeah, when now with the paper, you still come here and that's not deliver. Like, make it sound. Like, make it make sense. And radio is not something for fun. You know? Honestly speaking, radio is something that if I own a radio station, eh? If I own a radio station, because it's also my dream to own one in Dach. So, you know, radio is a personality thing. I don't want to just, you know, kuta everyone aka or just anybody just because of the paper. Could I know where did you study? You know, I did media at the University of Namibia. No, I did media. I studied journalism at the College of Arts. I'm not gonna look at that because you can go to school to do that. But at the very end of the day, I still need somebody that can come here and deliver behind the mic. You know, because people tend to listen to my radio now because of people that are presenting, of the personalities. They just don't listen for the sake of listening. You know, give me reasons to switch on my radio, nigga. What time is it right now? It's literally 11 o'clock, you know. So by now, people are sleeping. But I need you. If I own a radio station one day, I would want somebody that would give people reasons to still be listening to radio this time around. You have. Over there, yeah. So, yeah, man, a paper is apparently always like an advantage, but that's also just a design system. I'm never gonna get that. Yeah, man, what you can still do when it comes to this, move back home. And moving back home offers a unique blend of financial relief and just time to refocus on your career and personal, and you use this phase as a strategic pit to stop to advance your life objectives. You know, whether it's job searching, owning your skills, or kickstarting a side project, this period can really be just a launchpad for your next chapter. It's also an opportunity to reset, and just move forward with a clear and more defined pathway. So it's also just an important thing, you know. Wa mana no yu na mahe movendo kamono mana tango paifene. Akuno kwa hatu mo renta because you are busy studying. But now you graduated, like you are done, you know. Move back home. Move back home to also just save you from a lot of things, you know, and also financial obstacles. Because now peshara ne rokukara na tango limo vendu kangoto futorenta kunamo una shito ningi, you know, 1.5 njono ahiko renta, ngo ahike umbo, 1.5 njono ahike hamonjato. And then you start something. Like, be wise enough, man. Be smart, man. Network, and when it comes to network, what I mean by this is just building a robust network can really be just a game changer for your career. Attend industry events, join professional organizations, and participate in online forums relevant to your field. Connect with people on LinkedIn, you know, and but also just go beyond just clicking connect. Offer something to value in your interactions, whether it's insights or a helpful introduction. And a strong network, pardon me, doesn't also just provide job opportunities, but it also gives you access to advice, resources, and mentorship. You're not networking, you're doing no nothing. You know, you're not attending no events, no nothing. You know, only get mundudamo wategere ni kanua puyo posa honumba. No, ere, totara na wanen. Work abroad. And by working abroad, if you're looking to differentiate yourself, consider working abroad. Research countries and industries that really align, pardon me, with your career path, and just the ones that you're familiar with, you know, and requirements as well as the job market is also your chosen destination. Adopting to a new culture and not only enhances your resume, but it also gives you skills like cross-cultural communication and adaptability that lasts a lifetime. Try different jobs. It's such an important thing. If you're uncertain about your career direction, don't hesitate to try out various jobs. This could also be just be part of time gigs, short-term contracts, or even volunteer work related to your interests. You know, each role provides a different perspective, helping you understand what activities or tasks you find rewarding. And this phase can also be invaluable, guiding you toward a job or a field where you not only succeed, but also enjoy your work. Because you really don't know where, you know, you don't know where you suit. You don't know where, like, you really enjoy. You don't know where you, like, really feel like you're in your element. So trying out different jobs is such an important thing to do. Because the very end of the day, it's not only about a job, it's not only about getting the money, but it's also like literally enjoying your work. You know, because now that's where great productivity comes in. You know, when your workers are happy, they tend to be more productive. And consider public services. By considering a public service, if you are drawn to a career that makes a societal impact, consider public service. Explore job openings in government agencies, nonprofits, or community organizations. These roles also just often give you a unique sense of purpose in life. Knowing your work directly benefits society, plus public sector jobs can really just offer stable employment and attractive benefits like health insurance and retirement plans. So if you are looking for meaningful work coupled with job security, public services might be your ideal path. It's such an important to do that. It's such an important thing to also do that. Teach adventure sports, you know, and if adrenaline rushes are your thing, think about a career as an adventure sports instructor. Just look into satisfaction programs or activities you are passionate about, whether it's skydiving, or a rock climbing. Earning this, you know, allows you to just turn your hobby into a source of income. Plus, just get the satisfaction of helping others break their boundaries, pardon me, and experience the excitement you love. The career path also blends passion with profession, making work feel less like a job. There's something that I've discovered about myself, ne? The discover sports. I love it. You know, I enjoy cleaning. I think I really just need to start mberano ka cleaning company kanje konumbika or something. I enjoy cleaning so much. I enjoy cleaning and I do it to the best of my ability. You know, there's a friend that called me the other day, shout out Junior. He called me, he's like, come bruh, like come help me out. And cleaning for me, it's something that when I'm doing it, it's literally something that I'm doing and I know what I'm doing, you know? And he's like, come help me, man. Like, bro, come help me with cleaning. And then I went. I was like, where do we start? You know? And for me, I don't know. It's just better. I don't know why I enjoy it. I can remember even when I was in Windugne, my big brothers would always call me. My big brothers, like, they're in Windhoek and they're like renting different apartments, right? And I can remember my brother was moving. One of my big brothers was moving. And then there was last year. You know, he was moving now from Ochomwise to where did he move? I forgot. But I mean, yeah, he was moving. And then before he moved, Shashime fled to Hankaramas animals and stuff. So there is a hun that works where my brother works, you know, like they in Windhoek works, but she has a cleaning company. Now, my brother paid her $500 to go clean his apartment before he moves in. Aye, oya hige mwiambera yo, mathrega tano gawaya kalikando. Like, it was just, you know, and then my brother is like, yo, Anduva, let's go to my place, so you go clean, you know, like some few stuff again for me. Shashi, And then I got there, and I'm like, Keban, where did they clean? Like, I gave him $500. I'm like, for what? Look at the cupboards. Look at every, like, literally every. And then I cleaned. And then he went shopping with his girlfriend. And then they left me home cleaning. And I was like, you know what, ne? Let me, and it's something when I'm doing it, ne? I think also, it helps me calm down. Or, I don't know. Because a lot of people, ne? Honestly, we feel like we may be going through something, or like if you have got anxiety, or you have got like your mental health like is not tricky and all of that, or you're dealing with trauma and anything like that. I think when it comes to cleaning, I don't know what I'm dealing with now, because when I'm cleaning, it gives me so much peace. It's like, I'm just Mina in my, like, I'm fully focusing. And that's why I always do it to the best of my ability. I do it to the best of my ability. When I'm cleaning, it's like I'm in my element. Guys, you know, you can't even That can never be my talent. I think it's just one of the hobbies. You know, something that, like, I really, really enjoy doing because, you know, when I'm doing it, I feel like I forget about everything else. I clean listening to music and it just, oh my gosh. I've been there doing the work. And then my brother came back. And then when he came back, ne, he's like, really? It looks clean, spotless. I'm so good at that. And my other brother also, like, he likes calling me like, yeah, you know, and I know how to do that, bruh. Like, I know how to clean. I went to clean, now my friend called me the other day, so I go, you know, like, help him with cleaning, eh? And I found that place that, you know how boys are untied. And I cleaned toilet pot there. I made sure I left everything white. You know, I'm just so good at it. And also when it comes to that, I think it's just such an important thing when it comes to teaching yourself about adventure sports. You know, you just, the satisfaction that you just help, in breaking the boundaries and experience, the excitement that you love. The career path also just blends passion with, you know, like profession, making it feel like it's not a job. So for me, honestly speaking, I feel like I really want to start with my cleaning academy or something like that. So I just be cleaning people's apartments, you know? I ain't gonna apartment the haka kaka remember diva. Please holla at me. I enjoy it and I know how to do it so well. Like, trust me, I know how to do it. Write a book. And if you have a unique story or specialized knowledge, consider just writing a book. Start by also outlining your ideas and then dive into the writing process. And you have a few options for publishing: self-publish for control, or just seek traditional publishers for broader distribution. Completing a book not only satisfies your creative itch, but it also positions you in an authority in your domain. Is also just a multi-phase adventure that can also just enrich you both personally and professionally. Become an artist. If creativity fuels you, don't sideline it. Create a dedicated workspace, and just commit time to your art, whether it's painting or making music or just writing. You can also just monetize your passion too. Consider selling your creation online through platforms, you know, or the local art fairs. This approach also just allows you to nurture your creative soul while also just exploring a potential avenue for extra income. It's a win-win that also just respects your passion and your pocket. So it's such an important thing to do that, to be just creative. Or marunguru hamuga, kandichi kuto marunguru hamuga. Rongithiko kukala mbera mutariko o madama mbari mu bikini ngasho sama hair approaching angin mishuna nai. But what you can do is just be creative enough and it's going to teach you so much. I have got a friend that I schooled with at DAPP, Patricia Kapenje. The girl is doing her thing, bro. O hatungu, like she makes clothes and whatnot. And that girl, like, she knows, she's like literally using social media in a way that I want every other young Namibian to be using social media in. You know, like, social media for her is like just for her. She's such a creative, you know, and she's just using social media to, like, literally just, you know, like, sell her things that she does. And I love it and I'm so proud of her. And also to people that are in prison. I'm so sorry, Louis. Is it Louis? Shout out, Louis. I think you tried calling me today, if I'm not mistaken. No, erengae, uhandi zimbuka kwa tokanai. Pavi ungoto zimbuka po himwe. He wakara ulike mbakoto. Tokomo e wira adishe dono. Shitoka amea uhothi kirike wakotha. Nde he wakothere, you know. So, I think you tried calling me today, if I'm not mistaken.
And I didn't pick up because I was really, really tired. Shout out Louis, but please, if you get a break tomorrow, please do call me. Don't hesitate to holler at me. I was just very busy today, my love. I'm so sorry. But I mean, yeah, man, for the boys that are also in prison, I think this is the time. Shashankara muningi chike na waitane. Eskunga ndi tamni momu ide skunga ndi tamu na shamuningi. I think, umonga hovroku moneno chitali ndi chohe mono chokucha. I'm body, body I can sing. You tough, you know? So yeah, man, just keep yourselves busy. Become a local tourist. No need to cross oceans for a fresh outlook. Allocate a weekend to just play tourist in your own town. From local landmarks to museums and even events that you've never attended, just give them a visit. You know, take that walking tour or just dine at the local eatery. You have always bypassed. Not only is this a low cost way to recharge, but you also just gain a new appreciation of your surroundings. It's also just surprising how much you can discover right in your own backyard. And last but not least, attend workshops. Participating in workshops is an easy, low commitment way to just pick up new skills or just hone the ones that you already have. Browse for workshops that align with either your professional goals or personal interests. You walk away with hands-on experience and practical knowledge. Plus, also it's just a fantastic opportunity to work with people who share your interests or work in your field. This blend of education and connection makes workshops an invaluable experience. So this is some of the tips that you can comply to as a young person, not necessarily just as a graduate, but as a young person that is just really trying to figure themselves out, you know. And I'm not done with the tips though. I'm not done with the tips, but this is a conversation that I'm trying to have with you guys tonight. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music as well. It's exactly 11 o'clock, and I just forgot. I looked at my post right now, and unfortunately, I'm going up until 12 only. So I have few minutes left, not really few. I have around about like 30 something minutes left before I love and leave you guys. But before I do that, here is VDK with Never Give Up, you know, regarding today's topic. That regardless of whatever is going on, don't give up, my G, because I got you, you know? Nduva got you when it comes to just ways of guiding you, you know? I know you lost yourself right now, or you are probably like a young person that is really trying to like really, you know, figure themselves out as on how they are still going to move on with this life regarding their career, regarding with whatever they want to do with their lives. I got you, man. You know, you guys, I love you so much, but I'll be right back after this.
Chimudu chavari wa moshakati Onda kukira mokatana Pakara na koksa moru kanda Nangaye onda varangi nonjodi Payari yoku ninga pondo kotora My daddy, I'm sorry I know I didn't make it ahead of the dream Jindi muzimba mboka mwetu yora shotori Hatu yu changi nukuru posa no poskora Pokatana sota pefa mama inatufuta Orunji runji moru kanda mono otoshe kwa Oyanja yari hacha satu shurire pokati marangire wetu tora Kaife satu tonto kaso tuka komesho And now we make a paper And we bless our family Home to shake We wanna say we are sorry Never, never, never Never, never Never, never, never Sikira no kukonja sikuli mwata mwandola Never, never, never Never, never Never, never, never Sikira no kukonja sikuli mwata mwandola I remember kuku told me my boy Ino kara unomone Nongira tonengwa na hii
το γύρα και σε το ή. Παιδί μου έδινα να μαμανιά. Το βάλει κι ανά και σε σηκού. Ο καρέ μεγαμένο για τα ρούγκα. Αν δεν μπορούν πως σηκούν τα πεφόμα. Να μόνα μαμόρι και γουάντζε. Thank you my baby, you love me, you support me, I love you too. Shout out to my nigga Gerson Emmanuel Rivaldo, I got love for you. Amusha na Marco ya Simon. Iti mudi mwanande nande. Nakusa kepso kwa ya chino shorora. You've got a long way to go.
Rest in peace.
Okwari atenja mkumono makuma givande paife opa sapo.
Rest in peace.
Andi zimburu kwa toksi angura tangizo mwa meme shibo nono.
Four star.
Hamkwari ya barara na chopi kamba kano vere maesha.
Now we make a paper.
And we bless our family.
Oh my to shake
us. We wanna say we are sorry. Never, never, never. Never, never.
Never,
never, never. Sikira no kupam jasi kuri matambandola. Never, never, never. Never,
never.
Never, never, never. Sikira no kupam jasi kuri matambandola.
Eta shikesho teple suwanga kandiga me. Negi, amushi.
Yo. Oh no, oh Lord have mercy. Yeah, yeah. Oh my boy, let me tell you my story. I'm a daddy, I'm a Namibia. Na shito skola pepoli, boka toro paketu kashona ona. Oli no yo di kwa ya itataya.
Being humble and, you know, going out there, getting yours and, you know, coming back home, feeding your family. Shout out to Harmonize, for real, man. Thanks a lot for being that way. We'll be right back.
You seem so worried.
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
It's exactly 37 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. I just checked my postal. Still continue the conversation. I'll still continue with giving you the tips that you need to comply to after graduating. Or just as a young person in general, you know, if you're really struggling with what you want to do with your life, you know, what you can still do is just build your CV. And by building your CV is once you graduate, you must also just ensure that your CV is up to date. And it also just contains all the grades, all the skills and all the work experiences. Your CV is the first impression that your prospective employer has of you. And you just also need to ensure that it's a good impression. Make sure that there are no errors in your CV and that it is relevant to the job that you're applying for. Also, just ensure that you and all your volunteering, pardon me, while in school, as you need everything that will just give you an edge over the candidates. O problema ne CV do ba vena de tu di change ne do tu di na eh o muchi ke na kuja pepe posa de na mutura pore ba mama na pigi marwa tu e copy eh no kutaipinga ande weke weke ma uchi ke kuja po job amo do tura po maria wante kuruwa no man make your passion your job. And when it comes to this, when you are passionate about something, you can also just turn it into a job. For example, if you love working out, you can also just take courses of on how to become a personal trainer and just start offering your services to people that need them. Like Mina, I offer, you know, lessons, not lessons actually, but you know, like I help people that are dealing or fighting mental battles, and I make guap out of that. Personal training is not hard to learn, but it also just requires a patience for fitness and for also just helping others succeed with their goals. The same goes for if you love painting, wig making and crocheting, like my friend Patricia Kapenje, and even sewing, you can also just consider selling what you create and just making a living from your passion. Problem, Wi-Fi. How does it really feel? Become a nanny. This is what I was talking about. Listen, if you enjoy working with children, consider pursuing position as a babysitter or a nanny. People with children are always looking for babysitters. You can also just start by taking care of the children in your community. There are different nanny services that you can apply for if you want to make it a more official position. Plus, you can also become an au pair abroad, enabling you to also just travel while also just earning a living, a good way to build a strong personal references. You know, there's a school in Windhoek, I think, that offers classes, you know, classes to people that become that want to be nannies and stuff. Yo nembea wamona nunga mbea ta kongu chucha mvendu kamu nangana nene nwenji popena nga mbea nerera yenamocha nengirumbunga, you know, haikara nga yara ne yukonga neni dhunona onde kachukucha. They can't just take anybody. Ningitavuko kuhakea kurunde tati kuchatu kongu nuka. Obviously, I think also having now to go attend such classes, you know, on how to just take care of kids and stuff like that will also be an advantage. Yeah, wakufapo kuchirumbu, chirumbumbo ringo ono ogoko chike ogoko yesa chirumbu neshita akachuna skuri mwe takachuna shasho haka taera pomuno eri mwe ngani ironga nango hofale week moma kufalewa monone omoniche yonata mwune advantage of this mweteko vele vele. Now I'm snapping, I'm in US. You think I was gonna ever enter US geno onda ningiro kosa ho education and they hende hirambare and it can kind of hold the grid hana eh kulipe kumba kena standing by then. I'm snapping in years, my dear, but I'm just taking care of kids. And now there's you. Guys, be wise enough. Take part time jobs. I spoke about this earlier on. Explore new hobbies and interests. I spoke about it as well. And consider public services. And when it comes to this, there are also just different public service organizations available that you can also apply to as a recent graduate. And they will also just pay you a small money to serve the community. And this opportunity will also just enable you to learn new skills while also serving the community. There are different public services organizations. Some focus on educating people in low income areas, while others also just focus on wide ranging community services. Besides, public services is a good way to also just build your professional network while deciding on what career path you want to take. You know, find seasonal work. And when it comes to this, there are seasonal jobs like farming, like skiing, like sailing on a sailboat, and others also that you can do. All you have to do is just find these seasonal jobs that will also just enable you to just earn a living while you also decide what to do next. These jobs don't usually require you to have any particular skills. During peak seasons, they are also just a good way to gain advice work experience. Additionally, these seasonal jobs allow you to also just make money that will fund your dreams, whether it's to travel or or go career coaching retreat. Like I said earlier on, I love saying that with whatever that you wanna do, you know, tegere rike upewe ku Auntie Maria, shitaka nine kupate kurungwe kujanga, nina nano nanji kwa koskora, na mi yele or relationship ahu Auntie Nuni so puhashuri raho. What you can do is literally just get any seasonal career or any seasonal job, and yeah, man, you start saving up. Take time off to relax. And when it comes to this, just use the lack of responsibilities to rest and recharge. Completing college is not easy. It's not an easy task. And you just deserve some me time before signing onto that new job or moving to a new place. Block out some time in your schedule to do absolutely nothing. Sleep in, rewatch all your favorite movies, and, you know, get into an interest in a new TV show, or just read a book. Studies show that taking time off to mentally recharge, improves mental stability, and you start functioning properly. So a little relaxation can really just help you be the best version of yourself. You know, take some time at home and regroup. You know, a stable environment can really just help you feel comfortable after graduating. Chances are you are feeling overwhelmed by the post-graduate unknown. Spending a little time at home is also just a great way to slowly ease, you know, into your new life and figure out what you want to do next. Reach out to your old friends while you're at home. It's always nice to reconnect, and they may also even be going through the same things that you are. You know, if home isn't a safe place for you, consider staying with a friend or in a neighborhood that you are familiar with. Problem in your family had it too heavy, so now we don't know the places to call home anymore. Good evening, Igelefem. Good evening. Can you speak a little bit louder? I can hardly hear you. Ovitenje. Hey, man, please go right ahead and call me in studio. Time is almost up. Why are you guys calling when it's already this late? The number in studio is 0833-66091. The number in studio is 0833-66091. Start a new hobby to explore new interests. I spoke about it. What you still need to do is travel. Spoke about it. Volunteer in your community. We spoke about it. What you can do again is, mostly they are no better. Take a part-time job. I spoke about it. Freelancing, we spoke about it. Start a new small business to be your own boss. I just spoke about starting a business, but I didn't talk about being your own boss. Yeah, being your own boss. I've been there, I've done that. Explore the possibilities of being an entrepreneur after school. If you have a creative passion, now it's a time to see if you can build a life from it. Maybe you enjoy painting, maybe you enjoy baking or coaching others. Use the free time you have after graduation to just make a name for yourself and start a small business. And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing. Consider looking into small business grants, scholarships or partnerships to just help you fund your project. I wanted to talk to, I was looking for Memonika Genko's number regarding my passion and things that I want to do, because she's into the women empowerment things and stuff like that. I can remember in January when I was in Windhoek in January, like I really needed to meet up with that woman. I didn't go on social media actually. Like I went on Google to like look for now the contact details, and the contact details that I got was like her office number, Bella. And then I called in, and then I was like, hey, hi, I would love to talk to Memonika again. I was like, no, she's not around, she's out of the country right now. But like, is there anywhere else I can contact her? And they're like, nah, the only thing that we can give you right now is just her email. We can't give you her numbers and. I kind of like also, I now, you know, like,
traveled back to the north because in Windhoek I just went to rest because at the time I was really like going through a lot and I just needed some time off. And when I came back here, I got busy with a lot of things, you know, my side hustle and all that. So, you know, just, there was a lot going on, but I didn't give up on that. I'm still coming for you. Anytime, I think I'll be going to Windhoek, I don't know. I don't know. I think I really also need to just call him and ask him what's up because I really need to travel that side. When I travel that side, I really need to meet that meme because we have a lot to talk about. Make finding a job your full-time job. Make it your full-time job or shiri to look for a job, ne? Mara, it's just hectic with the corruption that is going on. But I mean, anyways, just update and circulate your resume in your free time to find a job. Just take a few hours every day to job hunt, scrolling through job listings and possible career paths in your field. Make a list of all the jobs that you apply to, marking the employer's response so that you can also just keep track of your progress. Sites like LinkedIn, Indeed, or Glassdoor really help you find jobs. Upload a resume and just keep track of your applications. Consider job shadowing in a desired position for on-the-job training and pre-employment experience. Try to not get discouraged by rejections. They're also part of the process. You put yourself out there, and that's what matters. Each no brings that much closer to a yes. Remember to be gentle with yourself. It's important to hustle, but it's also as equally as to rest. Please take time off to rest. If home is not a safe place for you, a safe space for you, a lot of people are really, you know, like struggling when it comes to that. Please just go where you are appreciated and where you are needed. Because I mean, if you go somewhere where you know that is very toxic for your mental health and all of that, they're just going to make it worse and worse. And right now you're already dealing with leaving, you know, like college, and you just need to, you know, like just adjust a little bit, you know, and just rest, you know, and you know, find your ways out, like from here where to, you know, where to from here, you know. And you might also just find people that are going through the same things, and then you guys can also relate, you know, and really find how you can still maneuver and go right ahead with your lives. Gaining life skills through traveling. I think I low-key spoke about this already. What else? I'm trying to now look at the things that you can still, you know, like comply to when it comes to that. Turning patience into opportunities. What to do after graduation? The bottom line, the post-graduation journey is about finding what resonates with you. It's also just a time to reflect on your goals, set achievable milestones, and just remain open to exciting twists and turns life offers. Embrace this period as a chance to also just build your personal roadmap, one that leads to a future shaped by your patients, interests, and aspirations. And honestly speaking, it's a very tough time. It's a very hectic one, emotionally and mentally draining and financially draining, but also, it also gives you time to reflect and learn so much about yourself. You know, you discover so much that you didn't know, because I mean, a lot of mothers or a lot of parents are also, they make it hard for the graduates. And they make it seem as if, you know, it's as if it's their fault that they're not getting jobs. But realistically speaking, the country that we're living in, full of corruption and all that, it's hard. It's really hard. It's not my fault that I'm not getting a job. There was a video that went viral not so long ago of a woman, I think it's that side of Onga. She was in Ohangweni region. Ohangweni pini mayo. She was in Ohangweni region where, you know, the meme, I think she's, is she an
HOD at that school. I don't know. And she was just complaining about how corruption have been an ongoing thing at her school. You know, people that pity their posts and stuff like that. But they already know that these posts are for who and whom. And now here comes me all the way from Okongo. I had to, you know, like travel all the way to Ohangwena to just go write an interview of a post that always has an owner. You know, and imagine I've been home for like 3 consecutive years with no job. And now parents really tend to, you know, like be hard on their kids. I think this is the time that we really, or the kids or those graduates, like really genuinely need your support. You know, the moment umohoro ngono guri, ouri mo ulongi me umbo mono, mara kesho tenjo hopea. Oma yovu gon numba memengwe. Ngo unu kanona ko heke kukarela heka graduate. Le paifo papi tevura virindatu. Ma paifo heka tuetwe nyashimuni me umbo mono heka gela. It's like a fault that she's not getting a job. Ne ho peane. Ngwe ne. Iho trainga uchem. Onyero. Owa roku ninga chiki. Like what are you passionate about? Like, what do you think you are capable of doing? It's not even about passion. Let's forget about that. What do you think you are capable of doing? Because I'm willing to give you this $5,000 to start your business. But to pick in engom non, peshala ogukari ke uvite kuj. Shashinge engo empenga no. Deta temko kangeshe varagon numba ote kuzino mochipa. Shashe tepeng and dio hare to and jagon me kukara wenuka mutu amuni ronga, we uvite ne naisha shi uvite mbera kujafa ya pumbo kuhipa yo wene, kuvite ko kujoshi mochuga peni, pamete kuzimochipar. Aka karere and dokangeshe fake hoko numba ho, nenge paife, at least she's busy. She gets to be out of the house at 7, she's already gone, and she only comes back home at 7. So there is no a thing of like elimon dude kukarera ke sikwa tegero musha wupse and all of that. All of that, maybe that's what pisses you off. Ihoti ke tam banging hero utare kujoto ningingi nena nene pusa ni no memeni no tateni ahmi amomu no memeni no tateni uviteko yenanga ntango kasala rikao ya moharo ngongaro ngi ameni mendi fa ameni mochike chike chike topopinga nasho tokatumanga na meme wende toti memene nga esho chichi papite himbori fike mano ina dingere joba. Iho kwa therenje ne mwi wedhenga na tatesho mwedha ukasa. Ngu oka 2K, ngu oka 2K. Ngandi muze omo chipara. Onda mono kashwara kanje. Onda andika tamiko kutelegi kulianjo. Like, how about that? And then it will be easier more that way. At least it's, you know, another burden of your shoulders. You know? To just do something. But dear parents, please, I'm urging you, please. Please, with all due respect. We love you so much, but also you are just adding fire. You are adding fuel to the fire by also making it seem like it's our fault that we're not getting jobs. What we need right now, you are the closest people to us, but we do not now need, for the sake of our mental health, for the sake of everything, for the sake of us to still have, you know, like courage towards life, we need you more than anything else. We need your courage. We need your support. We need you to, you know, like tell us that it's going to be okay. And we need you to support us financially where you can, if you can. You get what I'm saying? Because there are people that can really help their kids, but they are also just, I don't know. I don't know, kuchinge sha, apanda sha, karelo kuhili favari we mehumbo, kuchinge ngini, hae gea, heno chimariwa haji ya kesho 30 nengi kesho 20, ndi hatike mwanje tamba nginu uka ningengi. Kaichi mwanje tamba uka nandethewa, shashuto mpethe wa sigunaki. Ihoti ne mwanje tamba nginu, ngu uka ningengi no, ngu utame kukuinyangero thewa hoye mwe mweni. No? And also just refuse to look like your problems. We do understand you don't have a job and stuff, but that must not give you reasons and excuses to look like on meneshiki shake thimboga no atsi mike and no. No thewa he dora hamanu mberu he kunyengi. No. Don't be that person. But from me, it's time for me to finally love and leave you guys. Love you guys so much. I'll miss you guys so much. And I'll definitely see you again next Saturday. I hope, you know, you took a thing or two from what I was talking about. And I just wish, I think I really need to talk to Tade France for my time schedule to really change a little bit. Because with some of these topics, they really require parents to listen, because they're the ones that are like really, really sometimes pushing kids into corners, you know, really not knowing what to do, or kids are probably now like depressed because they just don't understand anything. They don't understand what's going on, because the closest people that were supposed to be supporting them are the ones that are hating them. And you never know, maybe who they need, the only person that they need to talk to them is Benedict. I'm the only missing puzzle there to talk to your parents and be like, hello, dear parents, relax. It's not what you think it is. And maybe, just maybe, who knows, then it's going to be okay again. It's going to feel like it's life again. It's going to feel like I still need to keep pushing. But from me, Benedicta, it's until next time. I love you guys so, so much. Bye-bye and good night, everyone.
Words in my mouth, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy, yeah. Mercy, mercy. Washingwa kutuna nengeno na shitenga uke. Tishiku chakalungi tefa shitana uke. Tishiku chakalungi tefa shihana uke. Yonjala medimita yefandidana uke. They put me to test, I with it, man of God. Feel like my whole life I witnessed the plans of God. Ukonga, tashililwa mali, tashingongota. Ute kuwa mkwa utimpe poliota ulongota. Many achievements but I still stay humble. No nama nomination, fan base just double. Let's make a toast, that's a sign that this son of the high elevator to a star in the sky.
I am one of a kind,
I am one in a billion.
I am one of a kind,
let's go for dying free.
I am one of a kind,
Rata.
I am one of a kind,
Rah.
I am one of a kind,
I am one in a billion.
I am one of a kind,
let's go for dying free.
I am one of a kind,
Rata.
I am one of a kind.
I'm a troop on my own,
I'm a troop on my own.
No one can harm me, harm me. Bulletproof on my own,
bulletproof on my own.
The Kupandula Tower for the creativity. UGU is a home full of positivity. UGU unity, peace in the gritty. UGU nation, you know, we can't. Family, young, a guy in a fiku, it took okay. Diamond stretch, a guy in a fiku, in kumuke. Yapti is the king, of Shishani, the fish, him kufa. Shakalunga, shapo, blue, tutata. Five salute my nigga TD. Everybody shout long live the
king. I am one of a kind.
I am one in a billion.
I am one of a kind.
Let's go for dying free.
I am one of a kind.
Rata.
I am one of a kind.
Rah.
I am one of a kind.
I am one in a billion.
I am one of a kind.
Let's go for dying free.
I am one of a kind.
Rata.
I am one of a kind.
Rah.
Rah.
Rah. This song is a celebration. Better yet, dedication to everybody that went out of their way just to help me with my music career. It goes out to you too for taking time to listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Becoming King, the album. Enjoy it to the max. UGU is the diamond, and diamonds are forever. Aluta, aluta.